years, and but they haven't established all that yet. They have a new coach. He's working his way in. He's
okay. I'm John, Phil, Corey, and we also have Randy and Mike here officiating this evening. Guys, you guys are the captains, so we expect good sportsmanship. You lead by example out there for us, okay? We play to the whistle, help each other up when applicable, and go from there. We got a silver dollar here. We're going to let Davis County call it in the air. Who's going to be my caller? Okay, you call it in the air for me, bud. Tails is the call. It is a head. It's going to be Albia's choice.
Like to defer to second half.
Okay. Albia won the toss. They will defer to the second half. Davis County, receive. And which goal would you like to defend, guys, north or south?
North.
You're going to defend the north one here, okay.
So 1 second.
Okay, we'll have a mock toss right just before kickoff, and we'll display to the crowd what we decided here, okay?
Good job, T. We couldn't get the true diversity on that mic to work, but Dan, that was a thing of beauty, listening to those guys getting warmed up in that big old helmet in the north end zone.
The sideline crew, once again, just doing an outstanding job getting right in there. First time I've ever heard that. They got inside that inflatable helmet. You guys got to hear what they do to get themselves ready. That is awesome to hear that cheer.
Jimmy, you were down there, Biggs. That is some awesome stuff.
That was the coolest thing I've seen and heard in a long time.
Well, let's get down to the coin toss. Big T's down there on their wireless mic brought to you by...
Start with offense. The Blue Demons love that. They want the defense to set the tone. We've done that for several years. Brett Leshen was the one I recall. Always wanted to go out there and call, defer or go defense and let that happen. Let the other team win that coin toss. So Blue Demons exactly where we want to go. We're ready to rock and roll.
Let's get down to Jimmy and Big T, the Summers Car Credit in the trench report. Guys, what's going to be tonight to Abby to win in the trenches?
Yeah, Jimmy, what's it going to take tonight? I mean, we look across the field there. They got some big boys up front. You know, I mean, what if you happen to be one of those guys that are just maybe a little bit undersized? What are you going to do against that big dude like me?
Well, I tell you what, you know, just you got to stay low. Just be tough. Come out of the hole. Come quick. Man, I'm telling you, but it's our turf. It's our home. It's our field. That's all that matters right now. They know that, and they want the victory, and they're going to start fast and start quick and hit them hard.
That is your Summers Car Credit in the Trench Report. Big T and Jimmy teaming up not only on the sidelines, but at Summers Car Credit. And they not only will find you a great deal, but they'll finance that vehicle right there. One stop shop and pay at the Summers Car Credit in Oskaloosa. Dan, let's take a look at the keys. The keys to tonight's football game brought to you by Dewey Motor Company, your locally owned GM dealership. And also, not only will they help you find the right vehicle, they'll go out and search wherever it is, whatever you need. They can find it for you, GM or not. But the new GM dealership in Albia, Dewey Motor Company, and then they'll take care of it all year through with Scotty and the service department. What's your keys for a Blue Demon victory tonight?
Well, with the Blue Demons coming in as the number one offense, I think to score early and quick, to really set the tone defensively, we've seen it consistently, very stout. They're going to come out and represent as well, and I think you get that early lead, it's just going to take the mind and the heart away from your opponent because of the publicity and the credit. So it's you come out offense, you got to score in that first possession relative ease, and defensively shut them down.
All right, Big C down there. You finally get all that pizza digested?
It's still going there. Still rambling, baby. That's good.
All right, you're down there with the guys getting stretched out, getting ready to go, buddy. This is focus time, and they seem to be pretty darn excited about playing football tonight.
Oh, yeah, they all look focused. They're ready to go. The special teams down here, they're warming up. They're getting ready to go, and I can't wait to see special teams. Where's that? It's a way to start the game, get a big old hit, nice return for touchdowns. Special teams, where it's at.
Let's take a look at your Southern Iowa Technology text line. It's already up and going fast and furious on this football Friday night. Great job, Albie Freshman and Jade Cadell from Uncle Scotty Cadell. Ankeny is here to support the Blue Demons. Well, we are here, and we're going to bring it to you all over the world. Kirk says, here comes a spanking from the Big Blue. Go, Big Blue. Tony Bones Durian and Albia are and family in Bussey, Iowa, checking in, and we're going to get the opening kickoff right now as Albia's getting ready to tee things up. And of course, Dan, right now, as you expect, all those 7 o'clock games are 30 minutes in. We're going to have lots of scores coming here after this opening kickoff.
A lot of key matchups going on all across the state, and so we're going to certainly get you all the scores when you need them right here.
Bryce, the Punisher Leshen. Set to kick off here, and we're about to get underway. Here comes the approach. Albia, Davis County, Ironman Field, and we're underway. And this kick is not going to be underway. There's a procedural penalty on Albia.
A little too excited.
T, what was that?
That's just us getting a little bit of our giddy up going a little too quick.
Giddy up, got up and away.
It did.
Jimmy, you gotta tell everybody, you know, that is just joining us, what went on in that helmet before they took the field, because we tried to get some of it on the air. But man, was that impressive.
It's just crazy. They're doing a chant, you know, I think called Steamroller, and just, I'm telling you, Jason, it gave me goosebumps. And then you got the run. Boom! Oh, wow!
All right, I think the fans are ready to kick it again.
Yeah, they're coming every night, really supporting the Blue Demons. That helps get them fired up, ready to go.
All right, we'll try this thing one more time. 5 yards back. Here's Bryce Lushen's deep kick. This one is going to be fielded up at about the 15-yard line, trying to get to the right side. It gets the corner, gets a little blocking wall, and brought down right away. But not until he's brought down at the 35-yard line. Why they spot the ball down here for the first play from scrimmage? Let's run back quickly to the Friday Night Lights studio at the Tharp Big Board. Jay Mill, take it away.
All right, Tharp Big Board has some big scores already. Sigourney Keota up on Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont. That's a 7 o'clock kick. They lead 22-0 over the Rockets. Wayne at homecoming leads 38-0 over Melchior Dallas, and GMG trails North Mahaska 13-6. More scores coming your way. Brought to you by the White Buffalo on your smartphone. Get the Thunderbolt app. Brought to you by the White Buffalo. Scores live right there, too. Let's go back to you in the Absolute Cleaning Systems broadcast booth.
Directional snap right to the quarterback, brought down after no gain. Zach Huff on the carry, the 6'1", 175-pound junior quarterback. Dan, they're just there was no room to run there at all.
Very tight formation, so just the ends just curled in around, just snuffed it out, and just swallowed up that whole play. They're very tight, all 10 guys right inside the box. Makes it a little easy for the Demons to snuff it out.
Second down, counter play here. Going to the other side, well read again, a lost back of 2 yards. How about that? That's smart. Jimmy, you always talk about how crazy the defense has to be and how smart the offense. But, man, I'll tell you what, the defense outsmarted the offense that time.
There's a little bit of smarts, but a lot of craziness there, brother.
Kind of a text coming in on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. Matt Foster and the crew are getting together. They've got one huge bonfire. Sent the picture and everything. Boy, that's a big old log, and hopefully they get that burn off before the night's up.
Yeah, it's going to take a while. Third down long here. Quarterback again, a directional snap, hit in the backfield and brought down. Does get positive yards, but T, no running room once again, and Albia filling up those running lanes. Fourth down here for the Mustangs.
Yeah, they close quick, man. I mean, there's just, you might have a hole for a split second, but it ain't going to be there long.
Yeah, and it was really a decent little hole that I thought looked open up, but Chase Little, one of the D-line, D-tackles, was able to get in there and helped on the stop as well. So a very little gain, fourth and eight, brings up the punt.
Back deep for Albia, Hunter Goldenfoot Weldon. Here comes the snap. The kick is just nearly blocked off the side of the foot, bounces at the 40-yard line, and then rolls inside the 40. Albia's first offensive possession. Again, guys, this defense, see, has done a good job of giving them a short field.
Yeah, the defense is so good, so smart, so crazy. They go out there and they get the stops, and they set up good field position every week for this offense. And when you have good field position, you have a good offense like Albia, that's where you get the scores at right there.
It's Friday night. What else would we be doing but listening to Jason, Dan, and the boys go Big Blue, the Clarks in Casa Grande, Arizona.
Thanks for listening in.
Here comes a handoff. Isley over left side. A huge gaping hole. A run of 10 yards, and he may have the first down on first down. What a parting of the white jerseys there, Big T. I'll tell you what, they have absolutely owned the line of scrimmage all year through.
Now, I tell you what, man, that's awesome. I mean, we're on this. That play was on the far side. I wish I could have been behind the line because I know that hole was just huge.
He averages almost 8 yards a carry and got 9 on that.
Second down, less than a yard. Carter Isley gets to the corner, out of bounds at the 43-yard line. A gain of about 8 yards once again. Jimmy, you know, you find yourself lulled to sleep up here watching the Carter and the backs run because they get 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 yards of carry. And, man, when you get a short carry, you're almost disappointed of 4 yards.
That is crazy. But I'm telling you what, the O-line is just tremendous. And every game, even getting better. So, just I mean, they're great.
Power eye formation. Isley again on the right side. Has some running room. Gets by the defender. Stays on his feet, Dan. What a great job.
You got a great defensive tackle coming in there. Kind of just swarmed him up, but just nothing happening on that tackle. If you're just one man, you know, you're not going to make that play there. 78, Brandon Miller there, and had to be swarmed by a couple others, but great job of running. And we heard that in the pregame interviews. Those offensive linemen take a lot of pride in having those big old holes for him.
Second down, and let's call it the three for Albia. Isley again over the right side, hitting the backfield, falls forward, drags the defender. Big number 68, and that's a lot of boy to carry downfield. Takes him for a two-yard ride.
Ben Kincardine.
Third down and about a yard. But, Jimmy, they're big up front.
You know, good team. I'm telling you, it's a battle out there.
Yeah, Ben Kincardine, 6'3", 270 pounds, so, I mean, very capable to tackle there. But that's about the hardest opponent he's going to see there. In
the third down play. Here's a bootleg to the left side. Bear has a first down on his way inside the 30. Reaches back, 20, 15, 10, 5. Blake Bear, take it in, touchdown, Albia. How about the shiftiness, Dan Stocker? Yeah. Blake got the ball to the corner, put it on his hip, the deception, and everybody's eyes are on Carter Isley. Yeah. He gets to the corner and then cuts back across traffic. You couldn't play Frogger any better than that.
No, and it was very good vision. He had a great 10-yard run going for him on the left side. Saw that cutback and just slipped right underneath the defense. They just all overcommitted, and he's so fast. It's just hard to keep up with. Great touchdown run for Blake Bear.
Albia scores first, and they're winning the trenches.
Yeah, I mean they're getting there and just making those gaps and those things for those linebackers to come in and make a play.
We got a text coming up when we get a second here, Jason.
All righty. The Southern Iowa Technology text line. We want to hear from you. 641-799-1437. And Dan, with the timeout called by the Mustangs, let's take a look at that text coming in.
I've got two coming in, which are really interesting for me. You know, I appreciate them texting. The Pence family, Lauren, Sally, Grace, and Jackson are listening in Des Moines, having a nice little weekend up there. And so cheering on Big Blue and going to go watch the Cyclones tomorrow. And as impressive as that is, and that just tells you how things, at the same time, get a text from none other than Ray Davis and Kel Ryan, my boss, and then Kel Ryan, having barbecue ribs in Chandler, Arizona.
Oh, man, that's doing it up right. Hey, Ray.
And I'm with you.
That is doing it up right. Yeah, you know where you're on that pecking order there, buddy. I'm just saying, that ladder you're trying to climb, well, let's say you may have got to the first rung. Good job, 9th and 10th team. We love Uncle Jeff, Chelsea, and Mark Bachman checking in and family. Glad to have all of you along. We want to hear from you, 641-799-1437. We want to see pictures.
Yeah.
Pictures.
We have video on that fire that Foster's got.
Wow. Here's a fake handoff, hit in the backfield, brought down, and nowhere to run. Jimmy, this is you don't play video games with this efficiency.
I just feel bad a little bit, to be honest with you. I mean, we're fast, we're strong, we're tough, and I don't know what to do.
Chase Little in there on part of the tackle. They're just a great job of shooting in there. Like you said, Jimmy, early, staying low and winning that battle.
Fourth down once again. The Mustangs going to punt with the shadow of their goal line. Punter standing right at the goal line. Here comes the kick. He gets rid of it, and it's a deep one. Weldon going to take it at the 45, trying to get to the corner. If he can get to the corner, being wrestled down from behind, and that'll be a return of about 5 yards, Dan. He just could not get away from the return man, had he. There was a touchdown wall created over on his right side.
It's a really nice punt, very high and deep to the 50, and it just gave the coverage team enough time to get on Hunter Weldon. But brings it to the Davis County 45, so once again, short yardage for the Blue Demons to hopefully get a score.
Let's take a look at the Southern Iowa Technology text line. Go Big Blue. TJ Shaw listening in from work. Hello, TJ. Alex Steins is listening and cheering while mowing the lawn at St. Mary's in the dark. Here's Carter Isley, and he'll move ahead for a gain of about 4 yards. It's a good stop there by the Mustangs. And when you say a good stop and it's only 4 yards, like I've said over and over again, T, you're in trouble.
Oh geez, I mean you can't. It takes a whole lot of people to get that dude down.
Go big! Look at that defensive line, Dan. When Casey Zinski looks small, we're gonna have somebody come in. I think Yarkowski. Yeah, we're gonna have a timeout. Albia's gonna call timeout. Why don't we do the same? 8-0 Albia. 6:32 to go here in the first quarter. First quarter underway here, but the scores are coming in on this Football Friday Night Lights. Let's roll back to the Friday Night Lights studio. Jay Mills probably got his feet up eating some of that Albia Brewing Company pizza.
Hey, you don't know. You know we don't let our feet on the desk around here. That's a rule.
Yeah,
I can't even talk. I got food in my mouth. All right, Wayne at homecoming leads 52-0 over Melcher Dallas. That's on stream number 4. Sigourney Kyoto still leads the Rockets 22-0. But some new scores coming in here. Danville on top of Van Buren 3-0. And Knoxville with a 2-touchdown lead over St. L 14-0. Danville now with a new score on Van Buren. It's now 10-0. Indianola leads Fort Dodge 3-0. And it is Pleasantville, ranked in the state, 10-0 over Earlham in the second period. PCM currently leads West Marshall 7-0. And I'm scanning the big board here. Pella has scored on Carlisle again. It's now 14-0. Pella on top of that one. All right, our score here, Albia 8, Davis County 0. Don't forget, you can get our scores live on Thunderbolt. Brought to you by the White Buffalo, where you can get $5 off a 7-bottle bucket of beer. Or if you buy 20 wings, you'll get 5 free. That's at the White Buffalo, sponsors of our streaming and our scores on Thunderbolt. Let's go back out to Ironman Field.
Here's Blake Bear rolling to the left side, looks to the flat. He's got an open receiver, Dan, and that's going to go for a gain of about 15 yards. Boy, a great execution there. And the fullback, the defense gets tired of being beat on, so they just let him go away because they think they're coming at him. And he was wide open.
That brings up a first down, Blue Demons again on the 25 there, so let's see what they can do here.
Here's Isley once again, this time going straight ahead, and the pile of white jerseys gets pushed downfield 5 yards on first down.
You know, that last play again coming out of the timeout, Nick Yarkowski came up limping a little bit, so Jacob West, the senior's in there, which he's no stranger to that lineup. But also right beside him is Brian Rasky. Ryan Romanko was out there, but he kind of tweaked his knee last week, so you're going to see, I think, some limited action, get him some reps just to kind of get loosened up, but not push him too hard. So Brian Rasky, who we've seen come along really strong this year, is doing a nice job.
They ran right behind him here. Is a fake hand of running with it. Is Bear. Bear inside the 15. Jukes and Jives his way inside the 10. The 5. Touchdown, Albia. A pretty little sidestep move right there. And if Blake doesn't sign for the dance team,
that's just what I was
team, and he's Christmas, was that a move?
That was as good as Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers in any movie you'd ever seen. Just a great little sidestep. Defenders all around him. And there was just a sliver of hope to get through, and he just skirted right through.
Well, Mr. He was definitely Fred. There was no ginger there.
Nice job. So Blue Demons, will see if they'll do another little fun play here, see if they've got any other tricks up coach's sleeve.
They'll put the alignment to the left side, bring him back, and get into a normal field goal formation. Here comes the snap. The kick is up, and it just gets over the crossbars good enough. But with 5:35 to go in this opening quarter, the Blue Demons take a 15-0 lead after the Senate Funeral Home touchdown by Blake Bear, his second of the night, and we'll take a timeout, come right back. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football.
Full direct snap to the fullback, and he's hit immediately by Trevor Blackford. So Trevor, winning the battle up front there, met the direct snap to the fullback, and before he could even think about moving, Trevor's right on him.
It was third down and about a yard and a half, and he got nothing out of that. So fourth down again here for the Mustangs, and all three of their series here in this first quarter, Dan, have been this will be the third. If Alvin can stop him here, that I don't know. I think you would punt here, but you never know. Being down,
could be
15.
Looking at a hard count, or you're just confident you can pick up that yard. But boy, if you don't, that puts Alvin in a great spot.
Gonna, looks like they might go for it. Quarterback going to stay in the shotgun. Here comes the directional snap, trying to go to the right side, and he's going to get the first down. Their first down of this half. and it gets out across the 25, out to the 26, 27-yard line. 3:38 to go here, opening quarter, 15-0 Albia. A couple of Blake Bear touchdowns on a couple of bootlegs. And, Dan, you think about those touchdown runs. Blake was beautiful in his execution, but it was really all the King and eyes on Carter Isley and the run attack up the middle.
The leader in touchdowns for Class 2A, Carter Isley. So, I mean, you've got to focus on him. But there are so many weapons that I don't think people realize what the Blue Demons can do. Drop back a little screen pass.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh,
kill to sleep. Oh.
Nice little set up to be a nice screen play.
Oh, my.
And as soon as the receiver, 39, Cale Baird, gets it, Bryce Leshen all over.
Oh, the Punisher, Bryce Leshen, another Hardy's ton of brick hits. He is delivering the Diablo. If you haven't had the El Diablo parties, Dan, you got to go check it out, buddy. It takes a man to eat that thing, but boy, is it good. Second down, 9 here. After Bryce Lesh and Jimmy, he absolutely, literally decleated that kid.
He put him to sleep.
Second down, 9. Here's a handoff going over the right side. Hit, and again, Bryce Lesh.
Carter Isley.
Oh.
Quit it.
I don't know, T. It hurts just watching this.
Outlaw came off that pile with the ball. I don't know what.
And that's Carter Isley was standing with his hand up, like, hey, why is it not ours? I mean, he was trying to get in a decision from the referees why that didn't happen.
Oh, man. See, you got to play with Bryce Lesh, and I think he plays that way all the time, even in practice. I don't think he ever takes any chance he gets. I mean, I think he's looking to hit the water girl in practice.
He reminds me of Iowa's Matt Roth, crazy eyes. He just has that crazy look inside, yeah.
Third down long here from the 31-yard line. Here's a hand. Oh, and upset again. Blake Bear gets him some.
Comes in low and upends the runner. He does pick up
literally
a few positive yards.
Him.
When you get the safety making the tackle, there's going to be a few yards, so they did get a few out of it. Brings up about fourth and five or almost six, actually.
Fourth down here. 1:39 to go, opening quarter. If you're just joining us, 15-0 Albia. Glad to have you along on this Football Friday night, and we want to hear from you on the Southern Iowa Technology text line, 641-799-1437.
Blue Demons looking to bring a lot of pressure on the punter here. We got two receivers or return men back, Blake Bear and Hunter Weldon.
Here comes the punt. Nearly blocked. It's off the edge of the foot. It's going to bounce at the 45 of Albia. Roll inside the 40. Gets a friendly bounce for the Mustangs. They'll be down at the 35-yard line where Albia will come out. I feel like I've been hit by Bryce Lesh.
Well, it's in 3D, that's for sure.
Christian, buddy, this offense, you look over here and you got a couple of your starters over here on the sidelines, but the reps that these backups get in the practice, they know their job. They're getting plenty of time of practice, and they've done a great job here having to come off the sidelines.
Oh, yeah, they get their reps in practice. And Jacob West, I got to watch him on those couple pass plays, and he's done a really excellent job out there.
Here's a counter play. Carter Isley running with the football to the 40. 45, kiss in the corner. Midfield, 45-40 is the foot race, and Carter Isley will be tripped up inside the 40-yard line all the way down to the 36. And that was West pulling from that tackle position all the way through and gets the first Iowa State Bank first down. All first downs brought to you by our friends at First Iowa State Bank and Albia, Eddyville, and, of course, on Benton Avenue at the drive-thru.
Hunter Weldon actually is checking in now as a receiver for Blue Blue Demons, so be looking maybe for a possible pass play here. He's got that fast speed. Nope, instead they're going to hand it right up to Brett Freshwater, right up the middle.
Straight ahead.
He gets, keeps his feet.
Man.
Got hit immediately at a yard to gain and picked up 6 yards on the play.
He got tackled. The only guy that touched him was his own guy, T.
Number 65 kind of got turned around, but he saw Brett and he was like trying to pull him along. That's cool.
Yeah, Brian. Yeah, for 65 Blue Demons, that'd be Brian Rasky stepping again, doing a nice job coming in. He's been playing some a lot this year and really doing a great job with the opportunities tonight.
Second down and 4. Here's Isley going the other way. A counter play, a face mask. It looks like it's going to come in. Isley's going to have the first down. Has a gain of about 5 yards while they mark off the penalty and get things sorted out on the field. Let's get things sorted out back at the Friday Night Light studio. Jay Mill back at the Tharp Funeral Home Big Board.
All right, Moravia. It's Cochran with a touchdown pass to Wayville as Moravia now goes up 28-12 on Mormon Trail. That's in the second period. Ottumwa at homecoming, losing to Cedar Rapids, Washington. It's this hour, 7-0. Oskaloosa trails Grinnell 7-0 in the second period. It's Pella Christian now up on Highland 31-0. And Danville leads Van Buren 10-0. Peeking up on Cardinal 14-0. A couple quick ones. Knoxville scored again. It's now at half. Knoxville 21, Sadell 0. Iowa City Regina leads Columbus 28-7. And I think that will be it for now. Let's get it back to you guys in the Absolute Cleaning Systems broadcast booth.
Blake Bear rolls back, gets some pressure from underneath, dumps it off to his fullback, who will be wrestled down at the 34-yard line as we're back getting the scores. They were marching the ball back on Albia. That will be the final play of this opening quarter, 15-0 Albia. But, Dan, a holding call called on Albia. I thought it was a face mask, but that's a long ways away. I couldn't see it happen. But the penalty flag was on Albia. So after the timeout, we're going to come back here to the second quarter. We go third down, and Albia's going to have third down at 9, 15-0 Blue Demons. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football.
Announcing the Benke's Dozen. That's right, Benke's. Quality Ag Service has relocated your feed inventory to the site of the former Benke's Famous Friars Chicken Processing Plant. And we're open daily 8 to 5. Now remember, when you purchase 12 bags of pet food, the 13th is always free at Quality Ag Service. The tornado of 2015 has put a hold on the Baker's Dozen, but the Benke's Dozen is available every day at Quality Ag Service on Highway 5 South, just across from the new jail. Quality Ag Service, thanks for your business.
The Albia Brewing Company will have your favorite brew on tap during football games this fall, along with your favorite pizza or sandwich. Hey, my favorite, the 50-50 burger. 50% beef, 50% bacon. It's incredible. That's the Albia Brewing Company, north side of the Albia Square.
All the scores, one station. This is Friday Night Lights on Thunder Country.
Ah, this old Blue Demon train rolling right down the tracks here as we head to the second quarter. 15-0 Albia. Missy and Ken Hollingsworth are on the road. Wanted to give a shout-out to Albia Blue Demons and Moravia Mohawks from Michigan. With the Valeries, bring home a win, boys. And that's on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. We want to hear from you. 641-799-1437 on this football Friday night. What a gorgeous night for football. Albia with the football, third down and 9. Back to pass. Bear has some time. Throws it to the flat. Complete. And fighting forward does a great job. Dan, wow. He took the initial hit. Fought himself way forward. And it looks like he might have the first down.
You know, that's what it really impresses me with this team. And we've seen Hunter a couple different times. Once last week specifically, but all year long. But smart play. He got hit. Good little contact. Wrapped up. Realized he was going to get tackled. And did a great job of jumping forward to get the ball in front of that first down marker. Just a smart, heady play. And all these guys are very high IQ for the game.
Here's the handoff. Isley gets by a defender, get hit, and brought down. But he's getting 4 yards on first down.
I mean, I tell you what, man, for a big dude like Carter is, I mean, he's shifty. I mean, it's crazy.
Blake Bear comes around that corner, looks at the sidelines as if to say, the bootleg's still open. he wants some more.
He's got 2 touchdowns already on the bootleg. 15-0 Abbey, 11:23 to go, just underway here, second quarter. Here's the handoff, Isley, over the right side, a gaping hole. Inside the 20-yard line, fighting down close to that first down marker. A gain of about 6 on second down, and going to be very close. They may measure here. You were talking about crazy. Well, this is crazy. Joe Millage's extended family tuned in from Tracy cheering on the Blue Demons. Would you admit it?
Yeah.
That's what's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, we'll get your text on the air.
Yeah.
We actually have a little bit of sorrow for you.
Yeah, that's do have our sympathy. 10:50 to go here in the first half. Isley again, straight up the middle. Moves to the outside. Fight his way inside the 5-yard line. Still going towards the goal line. Touchdown, Albia. Carter Isley looked like a bowling ball going. Actually looked like a pinball ball going through a pinball machine. And he just pinged his way downfield and touchdown, Albia. A sin at funeral home. Touchdown in Albia. Stretches out the lead 21-0.
It's just a straight north-south run there. And Carter's so good at keeping those feet moving and not stopping the tournament. And if you don't lock up his feet, you know, he's got so much strength and mass, he's just going to pull you in. And he sidestepped a couple defenders that were in close. They had no chance to tackle him and just kept getting until he got his touchdown. I think he wants his.
Impressive, Jimmy, how that offensive line just kept their feet moving. Nobody turned around to look.
Yeah, simply amazing, Jason. And another thing is, 2 of the linemen went down and 2 reserves came in and didn't miss a lick.
Yeah.
Well, the extra point is good, as the candidate indicates, and Albia will take a 22-0 lead. 10:41 to go here in the first half. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football.
It'll be here before you know it. Seems to start a little earlier each year. Tis the season for the flu. Good thing it's never too soon to get your flu shot at Hy-Vee. Get your flu shot early and save yourself some worry. Plus, when you get your flu shot at Hy-Vee, you can save 20 cents a gallon on gas with your Hy-Vee Fuel Saver Plus Perks card. There's no appointment necessary, so get your flu shot today at Hy-Vee and get your 20-cent Hy-Vee Fuel Saver discount. Some restrictions apply.
2 minutes after 8 o'clock at KIIC Albia, and hello to my Millage extended family listening in Tracy. Let's get back to the game. It's time for the GP Insurance kickoff. Give Eric Powers and Travis Patton a call and let them help you answer all your health insurance questions. And now back to the Absolute Cleaning Systems broadcast booth.
Here comes Bryce Leshen, the kick. It's a high kick, a short one, going to be taken at the 15-yard line on the return across the 25 and across the 30. 35 gets the blocking wall and will be wrestled down at the 46-yard line. A good return that time by the Mustangs.
Nice job. They just went straight up the middle there, and as they did, he kept finding little opening and creases. Just a good, hard return, and the Davis County will start with this possession at the best position of their field for the night at the 46-yard line.
Look at that. Yeah, what happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Scotty Cadell checking in, Jimmy.
Scooter.
Says, Albie's O-line is strong and amazing, just like Jimmy and Big T.
That's right.
About Dan and Jason.
Yes.
Yeah, but if they both some deodorant, they wouldn't be as strong.
That's a good point, Dan. Good point. Third down here. Albie's defense is strong here. 9 minutes to go in this first half. 22-0. Quarterback rolling back. A little screen play set up and complete to the fullback. And, oh, right there he is.
Hunter Walden.
That was by Hunter Weldon. He put the jet pack on and ran into big number 48. 48 is twice the man that Weldon is. I mean, physically.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, 5'10", 190 pounds. Nick Prevo, just a nice job. But Hunter Weldon just came flying in and lowered his shoulder.
That's Caleb Langan, Dan, that caught the ball there. 250 pounds.
Oh, sorry. He's so big, he's not even on my sheet.
Here comes the punt attempt. A kick nearly blocked. Lawless nearly got a piece of that. Takes a bounce and then hits one of the Mustang defenders at the 20-yard line. It's going to be down at about the
19.
Abby's offense will come right back out. Dan, really, this offense has been so efficient running the football. We really haven't had the chance to watch them throw the ball much, but you've got to continue to work on that. You're up 22-0, and I would expect Abby to start throwing the ball some more, even though you know, right, they can get what they need from the running game.
You know, we see what I've really seen the last 2 weeks. We have tried the pass play, and we're starting to hit those underneath routes. You know, we've seen Brett Freshwater had a touchdown, but it was a short route originally. He had a caught one tonight here, just a little out flat. And so I think that's something really to build on, just doing those short routes and go get them.
Here's Isley over the left side. Another big hole and brought down from behind, but a gain of about 5 or 6 yards. And you could see, T, that hole had opened up, and Carter had gotten rid of that shoe string tackle there. He'd been off to the races for six.
Yes, he would have. Was that me?
Only one T in this whole building.
Yeah,
you're right down there by the here is Carter Isley again over the right side, and he just runs over a guy. Oh my gosh!
Yeah, Dalton Johnson makes the tackle, but he's coming off the sideline limping. You know, and he's the defender trying to make the tackle, but unfortunately, Dalton Johnson only checks in at 170.
Jimmy, I wouldn't calculate that as a tackle. That was I was trying to get out of the way, Coach.
Yeah, I think so.
poor kid, man. He really got hit hard. First and 10, Albia. Carter Isley again. This time he's met at the line of scrimmage. And, boy, a good job of getting some serves that time. Big. That's a lot of men getting up off the field there. Number 79 and number 68.
So Josh Benj is 79, 250 pounds, 68. Ben Capecart, 270. So Hunter McInnich was trying to fend them off. And so just a big pile of humanity that just a little too much for Carter to get through.
It's impressive to me to see how much of weight really we're getting up front, but yet we're still controlling the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, you gotta go low and fire out low and hard, and that's what these fifth and sixth graders need to watch this, because that's what high school right now is doing. They're firing out low and hard, and even if the guy's bigger than you, you can still move him, get him right at the waist.
Second down carry by Isley, a gain of 5 yards on second down. Dan, again, that nice big hole, but a good tackle from behind by the Mustangs to save it at five, because that, again, another huge hole there to run through.
Oh, mammoth. Just a great opportunity and a nice play for the Blue Demons, but good tackle as well.
Third down long here. Pass. Rolling back the pass. Bear has a receiver open, complete at the 40, 35. Sidesteps the defender, trying to get to cross field. The 20 and brought down as Albion.
Michael Terrell.
Michael Terrell Came out in a split in position, Dan, ran a beautiful pattern, was wide open. All the eyes went to Carter Isley and Blake Bear, and it was too late to recover for the defense, and he was wide open, and Bear put it right on the numbers.
You know, Blake was getting a little bit of pressure, had to kind of sidestep to get his body open to make the throw, but just a nice job dropping that pass in at about 10, 15 yards downfield, and then Michael Terrell did a great job of running after the catch.
6:11 to go here. Albie out in front, 22-0. Isley over to the left side, inside the 15-yard line, brought down once again from behind. But not until they got a gain of 7 yards. First Iowa State Bank, first down in the play before, right into the Summers Insurance Blue Zone, and Albie knock, knock, knocking on the door.
And that's what they want to get under 6 minutes now here in the second quarter. Blue Demons have a 22-0 lead, but certainly would like to get a couple more points on the board here.
Go Big Blue. Wish I was there, but listening to Jason and Dan is the next best thing, as it just like being their Uncle Mark from Victorville, California.
Boy, Mark had a nice visit here. Got to see both Case play football and Lane running cross country, so had a nice trip here.
Davis County is going to call a
second down, seven ball at the 12-yard line. Freshwater towards the goal line. Down close, falling forward. Did he get in? And just short. I mean, Dan, you're going to need a micrometer to measure that one.
That's the 5-yard
line.
This is the 5-yard line.
Yeah, I just make sure you guys are paying attention.
We're going the full 100 yards tonight.
Just a little short. Where Albia leads 22-0 over Davis County. Norwalk has extended their lead on the Chargers. It's Norwalk 14, Sheraton 0 in the second. Sigourney Kyoto at the half, leading Eddyville 35-0. Wayne at the half at homecoming 68-0 on top of Melchior Dallas at this hour. It's Ottumwa trailing at homecoming in the second period to Cedar Rapids, Washington 7-0. Oskaloosa trails Grinnell 7-0 in the second, and it's North Mahaska 20, GMG 12. Pella on top of Carlisle 28-0. It's Pella Christian 38, Highland 0. Moravia leads Mormon Trail 38-12, and it's Fort Dodge 7, Indianola 3. Danville leads Van Buren 10-8. Pekin on top of Cardinal 26-0 at halftime. And it's Knoxville on top of Sadell at half 21-0. Colfax Mingo leads Montezuma 14-7. Iowa City Regina on top of Columbus 28-7. And let's do one more here and then get back to you. PCM 21, West Marshall 0. Let's get back to the Absolute Cleaning Systems broadcast booth.
Carter Isley gets over the left side, carries the ball inside the 10-yard line, nearly got that into the end zone, but got tripped up at the 6, and Albie will have a first down, goal to go from the 6-yard line, another first Iowa State Bank first down. And how about the Blue Pride Bank, Dan?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. We were just getting going on that with the K through 2 kids bringing in their money once a week and having a lot of fun teaching about money and savings.
First and goal to go. Here's Isley hitting the backfield. Boy, that was swallowed up in white jerseys, Jimmy. That defensive front read that one.
I tell you what, they got some big boys. And, yeah, they all, let's see, number 79. We got 68. He's huge. Yeah, they hit hard big.
Yeah, and we got our start, you know, our quote, normal starters back in. Ryan Romanko's back in there. So, it's you know, there's just big men going at each other right here on both sides of the ball. Ryan Romanko, Nick Karkowski back in on this set.
Second down, goal to go from the 7-yard line. Power eye formation. Isley again over the left side trying to get to the corner. Inside the 5. Touchdown, Albia. Took it to the outside. Planted his foot. Cut it back up. And separated the two white jerseys that were standing at the 3-yard line. Touchdown, Albia. Senate Funeral Home touchdown. Carter Isley, Dan, he's so physical, he'll run over you, but he shows right there, buddy. Him and Blake Bear deserve to be on the dance team.
Very much so. You know, just a nice job, and it's just consistently running those plays that work and going left and right, right and left, and just keep pounding away, and they'll work. You know, you just got to keep after it, and great job out of the Blue Demons.
28-0 Albia, 4:42 to go here in this opening half of football. Bassett in to try the extra point. The ball is there, high enough, long enough. And there's your indication from the Relco locomotive and the cannon in the north end zone. Good enough. Let's get a timeout. Come right back. 29-0 Albia. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football.
No matter what stage of life you're in, Wellmark, Blue Cross, and Blue Shield of Iowa, an independent licensee of Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, gives you the coverage you deserve through Simply Blue Health Plans. Choose from more than 20 coverage options, from traditional to tax advantage plans. Plus, get peace of mind knowing that you're covered by a name you know and trust. That's the difference of blue. For information, call Eric Powers, an authorized independent agent of Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield, 641-932-3171.
And it's now time for the GP Insurance kickoff. GP Insurance brings you all the kickoffs all season long. Give Eric Powers and Travis Patton a call and have them help you answer all your health insurance questions. Now let's get back to the Absolute Cleaning Systems broadcast booth. Here's the crew.
Dan, you know, I'm thinking about that Albie Brewing Company pizza that Christian devoured. I didn't get a piece of. But when I was talking to Brian, they always got something creative.
Yeah.
Crab?
Rangoon pizza.
Crab Rangoon pizza?
It's a special event.
Oh, my gosh. Just I can't get it out of my head.
Halftime, you know, if folks listen at home, if you're in Albia, you know, call it in now. And go out, call it in, get yourself a carry out, come back to your tailgate at home. You know, a Crab Rangoon pizza would be just awesome to try for tonight. Get yourself a growler. For those of you listening at the brewery, we appreciate you listening in. Make sure you get a taste of that. That sounds really, really good.
Man. Gosh, you know, you and Christian got that thing gone. Christian was locked on. You know, you talk about some of this military equipment with the heat-seeking missiles, man. There was nothing more locked on than Christian.
He was polite. Means. He was like, no.
I don't think he said anything. I think it was a stomach growl.
Another procedure play on the kickoff there. So we're
back in. It's loose.
Hunter Weldon.
That's Albie's football. Hunter Weldon in there to make the Blue Demon recovery. That is a River Life Family Worship turnover. All turnovers brought to you by River Life Family Worship Center. Join them every Sunday morning, 10 o'clock. How about that, Dan?
My bad call on it. I get you jacked in there sometimes. Brandon Bassett's actually when it came out. I saw the three, and I thought it was so fast it had to be Hunter Weldon. But Brandon Bassett never ceases to amaze. He comes in on that end position, is all over that.
Albie with another short field here. The ball sitting at the 11-yard line, and T, you give this offense that's kind of a feel. You know what's going to happen.
You know what's going to happen.
29-0 Albie. Here's a handoff. Running with it. Brett Freshwater to the five. Touchdown, Albie.
Is that what's going to happen?
Brett Freshwater on the fullback dive, and he goes in for the Sinnott Funeral Home. Touchdown, Albie.
That's exactly what we drew up, wasn't it? Coach Staten has just got so many weapons that it's just fun to see. You know, Carter Isaac heads off to the right, so the defense immediately shifts, but Brett Freshwater gets it right at center and clicks off to the left and fought a defender to get in there and had to reach forward. Great effort out of Freshwater to get that touchdown.
35-0 Albie. 3 minutes to go here in this first half of football. And the extra point to come. Here comes the snap. The kick is up high enough. Whoa, this one's way long enough, and it is good enough. And that is a 36-0 lead here for the Blue Demons. We're going to take a timeout, come right back. The final 3 minutes of this opening half when we come back to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football.
Hey, football fans, join your friends at the White Buffalo Lounge after the game and during them, too, with fresh and meaty jumbo chicken wings brushed with your favorite sauce.
Jimmy looked like, hey, Carter, that's Trevor Blackford.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying, big.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, again, what's confusing you folks is they both have six as their last digits, 76 and 36. And Trevor has changed so much. And Carter is so big for a tailback. They look like twins. And they do if you get them out on the street. They look very similar to each other.
What a great hit there. Man. 36-0 Albia. Scotty Fry texted me. Am I right, Scotty? Buddy, trust me. Oh, wait, you work with me on Saturday mornings. You know better than to trust me. It is 36-0. Albie got a two-point conversion on the first touchdown of the night. 25 seconds and counting here in this opening half. Third down and three here for the Mustangs. Awesome job, Jason and Dan. Go Big Blue. Gary Alberson checking in. Hey, Gary. Glad to have you along. Glad to have all of you along on this football Friday night. Used to going to bed early and checking the score in the morning, but have to listen to you guys.
Oh,
here's the quarterback rolling back, throws it downfield. It's up for grabs, and the only one going to get this is the guy standing over there in the weeds. What's he doing over there? The restroom is this way. Incomplete, and that will be the final play of this first half. Dan, your phone just keeps going off, buddy.
Lucky you've been lit up out of here, which is great. You know, we have eclipsed the 25-point mark.
We have.
And so Absolute Cleaning is out there. Mike Madison
reminds us. Can they clean the bushes over there? I don't know what that guy was doing. But
they can clean anything. If you need them, give them a call. So certainly Absolute Cleaning with 25 points. If you mention this promo next week, 10% off any cleaning service they provide from your car to home, commercial business, whatever you've got, they'll take 10% off with just for the virtue of being 25 points, and if we get to 50, we'll double that up to 20.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
And also, they want to mention, too, if you're looking to join a great team, call Absolute Cleaning. they've got some part-time positions.
Well,
I would love to
that
have
would be a lot of fun to hang out with those guys. You're going to spend time. You work, go to work every day. You want to spend it with people you like.
It's not work.
It's, exactly. Well, we want to take a time out because we're not working here. But the scoreboard did get erased. There is no score up there now. But we assure you, it is 36-0 here at the halftime break. When we come back, your Cindy's Beauty Hut, beautiful play of the first half, and your Eagles impact player of the first half. And don't forget, the Eagles Club's got something pretty cool going on. And when? Well, tomorrow at 5 o'clock. And who's invited? Well, that is you. Casino Night for Charity, hosted by the Albion Eagles Club. We'll tell you more about it when we come back. Back to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football. You have got your sports leader locked in and tuned in, KIIC.
All the scores, one station. This is Friday Night Lights on Thunder Country.
Let's face it, sooner or later you're going to need a loan. When you need to buy a car, when you need to buy a house, or when your business is growing. And that's where we come in because we loan money. We've helped your friends and neighbors for years. We're local. And with us, you don't have to prove that you don't need a loan in order to get one. We're an equal housing lender. First Iowa State Bank, member FDIC, Albia and Eddyville. Then, now, and always.
The last thing you'd expect from a fast food place has arrived. Hardee's is introducing the all-natural burger. A grass-fed, free-range beef patty with no added hormones, no steroids, and no antibiotics. Fast food will never be the same.
I just wanna break the rules.
The all-natural burger. Only, and we mean only, at Hardee's. All natural attributes refer to beef patty. First all natural patty among major fast food chains for a limited time at participating restaurants.
All right, Joe Milich back in the Friday Night Lights studio. We've got Renee and Gail and Elza and Scotty and Jim all back here taking care of business. And we've got the Tharp Funeral Home Friday Night Lights big board all up to date. Don't forget, you can get these scores live to your smartphone. Or your laptop, actually, as well. If you just click on KIICradio.com, or if you click on the Thunderbolt app, it's a free app at your app store. Click on Thunderbolt. Usually you can find it easiest if you use two words, Thunder and Bolt. Download that, and you'll get the scores in real time as we get them here at the Friday Night Lights studio. You can also get the streams as well. By the way, our Thunderbolt app brought to you by the White Buffalo. The White Buffalo, where you can get $5 off a 7-bottle bucket of beer. And if you buy 20 wings, you'll get 5 free. That's to the White Buffalo. All right, let's take a look at the Friday Night Lights big board. It's Albia up at halftime, 36-0. Norwalk leads Sheraton at the half, 14-0. It's Sigourney Kyoto at the half, 35-0. They're getting ready to start the third quarter there. They're getting ready to start the third quarter down at Wayne. Homecoming there as well, 68-0 at the halftime break over Melcher Dallas. That's stream number 4 if you want to listen to homecoming festivities at Wayne. And on stream number 5, we've got our crew at North Mahaska. It's North Mahaska on the road at GMG. It's 20-12. North Mahaska looking for, I believe, win number 3 on the season here in week number 6. 20-12, North Mahaska, the Warhawks, with the lead at the halftime break. Also, stream number 6, if you'd rather listen to Sigourney Kyoto and Eddyville Blakesburg from the Sigourney perspective, our Sigourney crew at that game, and that's stream number 6. All right, Cedar Rapids, Washington leads Ottumwa in the second period. 7-0, Washington up on the Bulldogs of O-Town. Grinnell leads Oskaloosa 14-0. That's in the second period. Looking for a Twin Cedars Lamoni score. Anybody out there in Radio Land have a Twin Cedars Lamoni score? You can tweet us at KIICFM. That's at KIICFM. Or you can call us at the station, 932-2112, 932-2112 for Twin Cedars. Moravia leads Mormon Trail 38-12 at halftime. And it's Pella Christian 38, Highland 0 at halftime. Pella proving why they're also ranked number 1 in the state, Class 3A, 28-0 leaders on top of Carlisle. And it's Centerville and North Polk scoreless in the first period. Pekin at the halftime break on top of Cardinal 26-0. And Danville at halftime leads by 2 over Van Buren 10-8. It's Fort Dodge and Indianola going at it in Indianola, where it's homecoming there as well. Fort Dodge leads Indy 7-3. Knoxville at half on top of Saydell, 21-0. They're getting ready to start the third quarter at Saydell. And CMB leads Clark 12-0 in the second period. PCM 31, West Marshall 0. And Pleasantville leads Earlham 24-0. BGM at half leads Linville Sully 23-0, showing why they're number one. BGM 23, Linville Sully nothing. Still waiting for an HLV Don Bosco score where we had 0-0 in the first at last report. Iowa City Regina leads Columbus Community 28-7, and Montezuma trails at half to Colfax Mingo 14-7. Again, that's at the halftime break. Once again, our score here at the halftime break, it's 36-0. Albia looking to go 6-0 in week number six with Davis County here in town. Again, it's 36-0. We'll continue to keep you up to date on the scores. Don't forget, coming up in just a little bit, we'll have the Cindy's Beauty Hut. Beautiful play of the first half. We've got five to select from. And also, the impact player of the first half is brought to you by your Albia Eagles Club. And we want to thank all of our sponsors for helping us have a lot of fun here on a Friday night and making all of this possible. Thanks to all of our sponsors for Friday Night Lights, Albia Football. Don't forget to join us following our broadcast here and following the game. We'll go into the locker room with coaches, players, interviews, highlights, and more. It's the Locker Room Show brought to you by Summers Insurance, and the scoreboard brought to you by Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. So stay tuned. You might hear one of your favorite coaches on the air with us in the Summers Insurance Locker Room Show as we go into the locker room after the game right here on Thunder Country KIIC. Well, let's get back to the crew after a short timeout right here on Friday Night Lights.
It's game time at Summers Car Credit, so come get you some at Summers Car Credit. Hey, folks, Jimmy Summers here at Summers Car Credit to introduce one of our new all-star starting lineup players, Mr. Big T himself, Tim Bates.
That's right, guys. I've joined the Summers Car Credit team, and we've got the game plan to get you into your next car, truck, van, or SUV today. And we've got a great selection. So get off the sidelines and make your way over to Summers Car Credit, 911 A Avenue West in Oskaloosa. We make car buying fun.
If you're looking for affordable retirement living, may I suggest Benton Place Apartments in Albia? Benton Place offers independent senior living without the worries of mowing the grass, shoveling the snow, or repairing that leaky faucet. We have a caring environment with regular activities and friendly people. Preference is given to low-income individuals, and Benton Place is also an equal housing opportunity. So give us a call at Benton Place Apartments, 641-932-7855, and set up your appointment today.
Monroe County Hospital and Clinics is proud to announce the development and opening of our new Rehabilitation Services Department. This is Stephanie Coughlin, Rehab Services Manager. My team of highly qualified professionals is here to meet your rehabilitation needs. We are open from 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, except Tuesday, we are open until 4:30. If you have any questions or would like to schedule an appointment, please call us at 641-932-1673. We look forward to meeting you.
Has the carpet in your home or business seen better days? Has the tile in your kitchen or bathroom lost its luster and shine? Are your hardwood floors needing some attention and you just can't seem to find the time to take care of them? Call Absolute Cleaning Systems today. Absolute Cleaning Systems cleans carpets using a powerful hot water extraction method that allows your carpets to dry faster than the traditional carpet cleaning methods. Absolute Cleaning Systems can also clean your tile and grout along with putting that shine back on your hardwood floors. Call Absolute Cleaning Systems today at 932-4500 for a free quote.
You're invited to casino night at the Albia Eagles this Saturday, October 3rd. They are doing a charity casino night for Wildwood Hills Ranch. They'll have blackjack tables, Texas Hold'em, dice games, the big wheel, and a few surprises. And then use your winnings to bid on fabulous prizes in their live auction that'll be held at 9:30 p.m. Dinner begins at 5. The tables open at 5:30. Plus, they have drink specials. Let the good times roll and enjoy casino night at the Albia Eagles on Saturday.
Dewey Motor Company in Albia is in need of your trade-ins.
That's right. Dewey Motor Company is paying top dollar for your trade-ins. Now's the perfect time to trade in your vehicle and get into a new one.
Plus, all new vehicles are tagged with the lowest price possible.
If you're thinking about a new vehicle and want to snag the best deal around, save some cold, hard cash and get the best trade-in for yours, get to Dewey Motor Company in Albia, your local Chevy and Buick dealer one block south of the Albia Square. Visit DUEAMotor.com.
Have you ever wanted to watch episodes, read recipes, stream music, and work from home all at the same time? Of course you have. With U.S. Cellular's high-speed internet, it's easy to keep every device buzzing at once right at home. And for a limited time, connect a router with voice and get up to 3 months free. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
Stop in today at Boyd's U.S. Cellular, your local authorized agent of U.S. Cellular, for more details. Boyd's has four locations to serve you: New Sharon, Grinnell, Newton, and Elbia.
It'll be here before you know it. Seems to start a little earlier each year. Tis the season for the flu. Good thing it's never too soon to get your flu shot at Hy-Vee. Get your flu shot early and save yourself some worry. Plus, when you get your flu shot at Hy-Vee, you can save 20 cents a gallon on gas with your Hy-Vee Fuel Saver Plus Perks card. There's no appointment necessary, so get your flu shot today at Hy-Vee and get your 20 cent Hy-Vee Fuel Saver discount. Some restrictions apply.
This is John Walters, and you're listening to Friday Night Lights on Thunder Country KIIC. Now let's head back to the field, and a huge Cyclone fan, here's Jason Summers.
Welcome back, everyone, to Iron Man Field, where the Blue Demons have a nice 36-0 lead here in the halftime. I am Dan Stocker. You're expecting Jason Summers. Jason, unfortunately, got called away, and I want to do a quick interview here. Lisa Hermson's here. She actually had driven the KIC Cruiser, and Jason's inspecting the car because of a little bit of apparent damage. She didn't know if it was there before, Joe.
Wait a minute. What are you talking about? This is brand new news to me.
Jason's filing a claim. I think he said you're mostly covered. I don't know what that means.
Well, actually, he canceled my policy a couple years ago, so I'm not sure what he would be doing looking at my car.
But Lisa, you were telling me earlier, too, it seemed like it was going on. It was the rattle occurred like after you went in the field in the pasture, or what happened?
Yeah, you know, I'm not sure exactly what happened. This car came out of nowhere, and I had to make this quick turn. And, you know, I live by that big cornfield.
Right.
There was corn flying everywhere, the husks. It was.
Did you think at one time you even saw a chicken flying through or something?
I didn't have Joe. There were feathers. There's still feathers stuck to that car.
You know, you let somebody borrow your car for 5 minutes.
5 minutes? You just got to the game.
Well, getting all that barbed wire off of the car. Hey, what's Marty do for a real job? Because I need to see what he's worth, apparently.
My husband?
I think you have better odds with Lisa.
All right, we'll talk. Well,
thanks, Lisa. I appreciate you joining us.
Oh, yeah, thanks, Lisa. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks again, Joe, for the ride.
No problem. Leave my keys with Dan, please.
I said, I don't want to know. That's
I'm not walking to Oski tonight. Just
it'll buff out after you replace the front end. No, it's all good. Yeah. We're able to push it to the...
It's on the right side. He'll never see it. You get it on the left.
Good point.
Yeah.
I'm setting your equipment up because you guys are such prima donnas. You like to have...
You set our equipment up? Are you kidding me?
Well, I tried.
Delivered the equipment and left somebody else to set it up.
I was late to the stadium. I was in a hurry. And it's 5:45. We're going on in 15 minutes. Lisa comes up and says, I need to ride to my house real quick. I got to get the blah, blah. And I'm like, where do you live? And she says...
Because if you had a nickel for every time a girl came up to you with that line.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
And then you'd have one nickel. She needed a ride back. I'm like, Lisa, I got to get to the station. So then I just said, take the cruiser. But apparently to my peril. So.
No, to your vehicle's peril.
Life's about choices.
It is. But
and Jason's there.
You
when
made a good choice.
There.
You upgraded. Yeah. I'm telling you, I was down trying to find the rest of that pizza that disappeared. I think I found it.
Hey, Jason, while you're gone, though, we were...
You did something.
Yeah, we did. We took a little control here. We actually have the beautiful play of the first half brought to us, as always, by Cindy's Beauty Hut. Cindy's Beauty Hut would like to introduce you to their new stylist, Jamie Scott. Ooh. October special is, with any color, highlight, or low light, scheduled with Janet or Jamie, you get a free 10-ounce color-maintaining shampoo. And Jason, you could use that. I'll be real honest. And the shampoo wouldn't hurt you either.
Not much upstairs left.
No, but do what you got to do. Again, that's the beautiful play of the first half. And this play really just signifies the depth and the volume of options we have of the Blue Demons. Here is your Cindy's Beauty Hut.
Get up here and kick it off. We'll try to catch Jimmy and T here really quick and catch up with Coach Dayton. for a quick. Christian's down there with him. Christian,
I got Coach right here. Hey, Coach, I'm down here with Coach Dayton. Coach, thoughts on the first half? You got to be pretty impressed on how your offense and defense both looked out there.
Well, we're coming off the ball well, but we got some guys that are dinged up now, and that's not a good sign, so we're kind of nervous and concerned about that. Got to try and get control this half.
Oh, no.
There's a seam.
Look out to Bryce Leshen on the return. Bryce all the way across the field, and it'll be brought down at the 30-yard line. Christian, you will continue.
Coach really liked that return, he said. So. All right. Best of luck, Coach.
That is your halftime coach's interview brought to you by Jim and Charlie's, your local hometown affiliated food store right out my back door, and I'm there at least once a day, multiple times usually, but anything and everything you need to fill your belly and fill your pantry, that is Jim and Charlie's hometown affiliated store. 11:52 to go here, just underway in the second half. We'll go back to the Friday Night Lights studio, get a scoring update here in just a moment, and Albia is going to have its first play from line of scrimmage here. 36-0. We should have a running clock, but I don't want to say anything because I like watching this
that's
football.
It's the first play.
Here comes the handoff running with it. Carter Isley has the corner. 35-40 just to the sidelines. 45 a foot race and brought out of bounds at the 47-yard line. A giant hole over this near side of the field, and the white jerseys evaporated, Big T, as this offensive line just chewed up that Davis County defense.
Number 65 out here, was that Rasky?
Yes.
That was awesome. I mean, he's blocking downfield, man, and Carter read that block and just cut it to the outside, and he was gone.
And then what you got is a cornerback down here, 175 pounds, looking at Carter, and he's backpedaling, trying to make the tackle instead of going at him. He's like, somebody help.
I don't want any of that either. 11-11 to go here. Here's a handoff. Brett Freshwater straight ahead, fighting forward, and fights all the way inside the 40-yard line down to the 39. Let's run quickly back to the Friday Night Lights studio. Jay Mill, give us a scoring update.
All right, and Greg Dorfenhaus at Dewey Motors taking care of me. He's got a black Tahoe to replace my. All right, let's get some score updates. Wayne leads Melcher Dallas 82-0. The Bulldogs have fallen behind to Cedar Rapids Washington 27-7. That's at the halftime break. Pella extends their lead on Carlisle in now in the third quarter, 42-0. Pella Christian at the half on Highland, 38-0. Pekin now at 26-0 at the half on Cardinal. Back to the Absolute Cleaning Systems broadcast booth.
Carter Isley on second down, a rumble of about 5 yards, take it down to the 32-yard line of the Mustangs. And that'll be another first Iowa State Bank. First down, 10:25 to go in this third quarter. Albie out in front, 36-0. See, this offense takes off where it leaves off.
Hey, they're firing on all cylinders in the second half. They're keeping what they're doing. The momentum's on their back, and they're just going and going and going.
Here's the handoff. Isley, left side, a big hole.
Oh, wow.
Inside the 25, runs over defender, inside the 20-yard line. Dan, he was not hit until he had 7 yards gained and then finally made contact and just pushed the guy downfield for another 7 all the way inside the 20-yard line down to the 19.
Again, we heard the players talk about how that it's so important for them to know he gets off cleanly those first 3 to 5 yards when he's not touched, because when he gets a full head of steam, he's able to take it and does end up in the blue zone here for it. And this, how am I asking you?
Yeah, that's the Summer's insurance. Yes. That boy. That's
you,
right.
You
it's a long
usually.
Way from you.
Well, you do those usually. I forget
but you did a good job of getting it. It's a 4-yard pickup by Isley. Dan, at halftime, Carter had 133 yards. Yeah. He was 22 yards short of the record.
Right.
And he may have.
Might have had it on that last play or next one coming, that's for sure. And what we're talking about, career rushing yards for Albie Blue Demon history.
Hard
passing Kyle Overmeyer, who had an outstanding career tailback.
Here is Isley again, a counterplay getting to the left side. A great seal block to the 10, the 5. Isley down towards the goal line and will be wrestled out of bounds at about the 2-yard line. How about that seal in the corner, T? A great job of getting out there and blocking a curl block there by the fullback to make that happen.
That was awesome, man. I mean, that's what these guys do. You know, they do their job. You know, if everybody does their 111th, those types of things right there happen.
And unofficially, that should have given Carter Isley the rushing record here, because that should be enough to surpass it on those two plays here. Again, will be Albie's career rushing leader. Already has the single season record set last year.
Here's the handoff. Isley, left side.
Oh, that was an early whistle.
Touchdown, Albia.
I was going to say, that's a touchdown.
Boy, he took him a while to raise his hands.
They started to blow the whistle almost before the goal line, like they thought they were going to bring him down. I don't know where they've been.
Oh,
you're not bringing him down that easy.
Touchdown, Albia. Carter Isley with the Senate Funeral Home touchdown. Albia now out in front 42-0, 8:21 to go in a running clock second half that's just underway. Albia's going to break the huddle, come out, and again, they'll do the swinging gate. They'll bring the offensive line that was on the far hash, bring it back to the center of the field, line up with the rest of their teammates. Here comes the snap. The kick is up, and it's going to be defensive offsides or a motion.
I thought the defense came just unabated. And that's a big word. I like using
it. It is. That's a big, big word. Offsides yep. on the Mustangs. They're going to re-kick it here. Jimmy, I'll tell you, you know, just watching these holes, you're standing down towards the north end zone, but watching these holes open up for Albie as they move down to the south end zone. Carter Isley's hard to bring down, period, but not. He's nearly impossible when you give him a 70-yard head start. Well, yep, and I agree. You know, what you said is
poetic.
Impactful.
Yeah, almost poetic. And we're almost getting a Coach Staten his sideline interview there with Big T. So we're close.
Christian's down there on the 10-yard line. Look at him.
And T's just sitting right down to the coach trying to get all the insight he can.
T, what are they talking about, buddy? You're right there in his ear. Stuff.
They're talking about getting pizza later.
Where'd Jimmy go?
He's indisposed at the moment.
Uh-huh. Is that him over in the bushes? Jimmy, what are you doing over there?
Surprised you two didn't run into each other at halftime.
Here comes the extra point. They're going to try the 42-0 Albia. The extra point to come. Here comes the snap. The kick is up high enough, long enough, B Avenue, good enough. And that ball will be collected by someone traveling B Avenue as it's out on the street. 43-0 Albia, 8:21 to go, third quarter. We'll take a quick timeout. Come right back. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football.
Field or your tree stand, you don't want to be thinking of anything but what you're aiming at. At Hoyt, they make sure you have the best possible experience bow hunting. They make sure each bow has the best accuracy, durability, craftsmanship, technology, and precision that is unmatched by any other company. Hoyt builds their bows for everyone to have the winning experience each and every time you pull back on the string. Get your Hoyt bow and accessories at Bluff Creek Archery, 117 Washington Avenue East, Albia, Iowa.
And our kickoff brought to you by GP Insurance. Give Eric Powers or Travis Patton a call. Let them help you answer all your health insurance questions. The GP Insurance Kick is coming up, and I want to say hello to one of our new advertisers here, Henderson Boyle.
Wrap up all your payroll, bookkeeping, or tax filing with Boyle & Henderson PC, now accepting new clients in their Albia and Oskaloosa locations. Call Selena Henderson or Andy Tharp at 932-7567 to schedule an appointment.
That's senior tight end on this Blue Demon squad and part-time defensive player, Gannon Osing. We'll be right back. You listen to Friday Night Light Football. Friday? I will cut that in. I will edit that in. We will make that happen. God bless.
I love you, Millage.
That's supposed to be gone.
That is good. Oh, here comes a kickoff return. Getting wrapped up and brought down. Oh, the outlaw. That should be outlaw. He wrestled him down. I mean, he wrestled him down. Oh, wow. The outlaw, Blake Lawless, on your ton of brick hits. T, buddy, that looked like he was on the wrestling mat there.
I was waiting for him to pull out his lasso and
your tight end on this Blue Demon squad and part-time defensive player, Gannon Osing. We'll be right back. You're listening to Friday Night Light Football. I will edit that in. We will make that happen. God bless.
He was down in the bathroom.
Davis County will start this possession from their own 21.
43-0 Albia, if you're just joining us. Here's a handoff running over the right side. Brought down Brandon Bassett. Met in the backfield and brings him down. No gain. See, I think he thought he was a running back because he nearly got the handoff.
He was in there so quick, he could have probably ran from the backside and got the handoff.
God bless.
Man, he's always right up there, getting the guys in the backfield 2-3 yards back there.
Imagine what this rushing attack would be like if Stalker was clearing holes in the line like back in the day.
Heaven God bless.
Ohio, Illinois.
Ah, thank you. Appreciate that. That's bringing back memories. This would be great to be a part of this group. These guys are so good, and they work so hard at it. I'd probably be right on that sideline watching them and enjoying the game. God bless.
Go Big Blue, listening from the car. Emily, Gracie, Bella, Holler, Sue. Here's the run over the left side and brought down right away. Good job of recovering there by Hermson.
Yep. A little bootleg, and that line, and Hermson was not fooled by that at all. And I think what we're learning is a lesson, too, and not to play a joke on the station owner, as all of a sudden my goof-ups are getting on the air.
It's about time.
God bless. I've learned my lesson.
Blue Streak Bassett, his new nickname. I agree. He'd like a blue streak.
And I didn't give the keys away, by the way. Excuse me. Sorry.
Here's going to be some movement. They're going to call timeout. Timeout called by the Mustangs. The biggest wood is on Linden Lane.
Oh my
goodness.
I'll be able to enjoy that fire when I get home.
That is amazing. Wow. Oh, boy.
Dorfinghausers are getting bored with their fire. They're adding color now. So, I don't know if Kester brought some extras over. What happened there? A traditional bonfire is not good for them. And what do you mean? That wasn't really supposed to be that funny. I'm not even sure. Sorry.
Oh, jeez. We got a timeout here. Somebody help us. Okay.
I can do scores.
No. We do not want it. No. Here's a score for you. Cubs 4, Brewers nothing. All right, J-Mill, we got a score. We got a break here. Give us a quick scoring update.
All right. Do I still have time or not?
You got a second or two.
You got like three or four really good ones.
All right. Yeah. Albia, highlights. Albia leads 43-0. Norwalk up on Sheraton 21-7. A couple quick ones. We've got one final now. Wayne 82. Melcher Dallas 0. That's gone. Final. Sigourney Kyoto leads Eddieville Blakesburg 41-6. Let's go back to the Absolute Cleaning Systems broadcast booth.
Third down and 3 here. Here's the quarterback, and he is going to really keep it.
Wow.
I mean, he's keeping it.
He really should have handed that off.
Oh, my goodness.
That's a sack for you folks. There's caught in the backfield there. All sacks here brought to you by Hy-Vee.
You're a draw for some sacks
register
tomorrow.
Win a sack of groceries at your local Hy-Vee for home games. They will draw just for home games, so this is the night to come there. They will draw for a sack of free groceries on Saturday after the game. So tomorrow, register on Hy-Vee. That hurt.
Fourth down here in the punt for the Mustangs. Hunter Welding standing back deep, the lone return man. Here's a high, short punt.
Get away,
this
press.
One's going to bounce at the Davis County 40, roll towards the midfield stripe, and be down to right at the 50-yard line. But that quarterback, he didn't have anybody to hand it off to because Albie had it had him before he had the football.
Getting such good penetration up front. I mean, it's just amazing. You know, we're playing in their backfield, and that's not good for them.
Right.
Anna Marie and Michael Freshwater checking in. And we want to hear from all of you. 641-799-1437. Hey, Dan, just got a call from Richard Deemer. Says, go Big Blue.
Richard Deemer, classmate of mine. We hadn't seen him in since we have graduated. We had a 30-year class reunion this summer. And Richard
How
came
many?
Home. 30.
Jeez,
yeah, I graduated when I was 9. Anyway, Richard, great, appreciate you listening in. It was great to see him this summer, and as all the classmates, as we got together, talk about things we never did and lied all the time to each other. So it was great. And like I said, Richard Deemer is a class act.
Sounds like a
man.
Friday night around here. Christian Carey there by Carter Isley, looking back out there and seeing West out there. He's doing a really good job, him or Asky.
Well, both of them have done a great job stepping up, and you never know when it's your time to go in. And they were ready, they were prepared, and they've been some excellent blocks out there tonight.
Here's a bootleg by Bear. He's going to have to cut it back, and he'll be brought down. Good defensive pursuit that time by the Mustangs, a gain of about a yard. That is it. They really read that well, Dan.
Yeah, they did, and Gannon Osing was out there lead blocking. Unfortunately, there was two defenders, so he's trying to get one, and then he tried to go to the second level and did everything he could do to spring him loose, but just good follow pursuit on the backside on the defense. You talk about two of those linemen, again, Ryan, folks. Rasky actually started the game for Ryan Romanko, who's kind of nursing knee. But he got a few series in, so they got some reps in. Nick Yarkoski had a brace on his right knee, got hurt during the first quarter. And they both have coats on and going to take the second half off. Kind of win a few series, get himself loose, just to try to rep some things and get ready for next week. But certainly they're going to be ready to go next week.
43-0, and we're going to have a delay of game, I believe, on Albion. Yeah. It is. They didn't get the playoff in time. You think about Jimmy Kyle Overmeyer was such an outstanding runner, and when he broke that record, it had been held for so long. I think 50 plus years, and you thought, well, who's ever going to break that?
That is crazy. That's just it's amazing. It just shows you how great of an athlete he is.
And doing it in a year and a half.
Right.
Just wow. Amazing. Here's the fake count of rolling back is Bear. Bear throws it to the flat. Again, it's Rhett Freshwater inside the 35-yard line, and he is tough to bring down as well. He's going to have a pickup of about 8 yards.
Actually, because it was third and 12, so I think he's going to pick up almost 10.
Yeah, nearly got
9. I thought it was closer. There we go. That spot moved up slowly. That's got about 11 yards there.
Fourth down, and let's call it a yard for Albia. The ball at the 41-yard line of the Mustangs. 2:30 to go here. Running clock. Albia took a 36-0 lead into the halftime break. Scored on their first drive, and with the football once again here with the clock running. Hard count. Here's Freshwater. He's fighting forward. Looked like he had the first down on the initial surge, and we'll wait for the spot.
The near official has it just inside the 40, which should work based on the way the chains are on the far side if they're set properly over there. It'll be very – that spot didn't work at the field. That's not where the guy's got his foot.
Yeah.
Well, they have to measure it, I think.
It's a long ways away. See, you're right there, buddy. No, you're not, but you're moving that way.
Use that I can move that way. They're going to call a change on this one.
You can use the micrometer story here.
No, let's let that one die, monkey boy.
I'm calling first down.
You know, I always wondered what it would sound like if you put this circus, best seat in the house, and here's my fire and faithful dog. There's my beautiful wife and my dog.
Buddy.
That's it, buddy. What a gift that was. And, you know, what you need is really good family members and brothers who come up with great ideas.
No. You came over to my house and fell in love.
Oh, buddy. You need this dog for your little girl. Yeah. First down, Albia. How about that, Christian?
By the slimmest of margins.
Man.
That's as close to being or not being as you could ever imagine.
It's as close as Joe's car was to not getting damaged.
Almost unscathed.
Yes,
it really was. If that chicken hadn't flicked up there, and I think that caused all the havoc.
Hi, buddy.
And I appreciate Joe asking about Lisa. You know, he lets her borrow a vehicle and doesn't ask if she's healthy. She was fine.
Here's Carter Isley on the carry, and he's going to take it for a first down all the way down to the 27-yard line. Jimmy, my wife texts, yeah, thanks, Jimmy. We have some kitties for you from for your new farm, buddy.
Take that!
Aaron Jones listening in from West Des Moines. Go Big Blue. Aaron, he was a tremendous athlete. Thoughts and prayers go out to their family. He lost his... Dad, and what a great man he was, Richard Jones, and our hearts and our prayers go out to the Jones family, and he will be sorely missed. Here is Carter Isley on the carry all the way inside the 20-yard line. Again, Jimmy's Christmas. It makes it look like a 3-yard gain turn into 8 again, Dan.
Yeah, because it was good contact at the line of scrimmage, but he's just able to break free through that. Again, we're under a minute now in the third quarter, and what that really signifies is, you know, you'll see the reserves coming in that fourth period, but don't expect a let up with the reserves coming in.
Power eye formation. Isley again, left side, gets the corner to the 15, down to the 10, still fighting forward to the 5-yard line.
Wow.
And Big C, he just is rumbling downfield, and all those white jerseys trying to bring him down, and they're not small men, and he is just dragging them downfield.
It looks like, you know, one of those dog sleds, and he's a guy that's just controlling them and telling them where to go and just pulling them all the way around. It's crazy.
Carter Isley, first down, goal to go from the 6-yard line. 43 seconds to go on a running clock here. Albia can get the playoff, and they will. And this will be the final play of the third quarter. Here's Isley running straight ahead, this time met by an entire wall of white jerseys. He will go for naught, and that will conclude our third quarter. When we come back to Ironman Field, it'll be Albia 43, Davis County nothing. But right now you hear that music, and that tells you that not only this scoreboard's lit up, but other scoreboards around Southern Iowa are being lit up, and we've got the scores back at the Tharp Funeral Home Big Board. Jay Mill, give us a scoring update.
Just hurry up and throw it to me for crying out loud. Good Lord.
No doubt. Hey, we're back.
All right, we've got some interesting scores here. Twin Cedars tied with Lamoni in the third period, 28-all. Twin Cedars 28, Lamoni 28. Keeping an eye on that one. At the halftime break, it was Fort Dodge on top of Indianola, 21-3. Sheraton trails Norwalk 27-7. That's in the third period. And Sigourney Kyoto still dominating the Rockets of Eddyville, 48-6 late in that one. Grinnell leads Oskaloosa and has them scoreless, 21-0. The Tigers on top of the Indians. And also Ottumwa still trailing to Cedar Rapids, Washington, 27-7. Pella Christian leads Highland, 38-7. Pekin, 40. Cardinals, 0. And don't forget to stay tuned for the Locker Room Show coming up right after our broadcast, the Summer's Insurance Locker Room Show. When we come back, it is the GP Insurance Kickoff. Give Eric Powers and Travis Patton a call and let them help you answer all of your health insurance questions. It is the GP Insurance Kickoff coming up right after this 15-second timeout.
Wrap up all your payroll, bookkeeping, or tax filing with Boyle & Henderson PC, now accepting new clients in their Albia and Oskaloosa locations. Call Selena Henderson or Annie Tharp at 932-7567 to schedule an appointment.
And Albia trying to score to get to a kickoff. Here is Carter Isley.
Noah bootleg
running with the bear. Dukes by the defender. Touchdown, Albia. He did the nay-nay followed by the whip, Danny. Ooh. Was that the pizza coming out, or was that the cannon going off? Because, Jimmy, that was loud.
Relko just did the locomotive and the back judge over there. He had a plug up his ears. He about fell over. It was classic.
I think he put an extra load in that thing.
Yeah, that was pretty loud.
Man alive. 49-0 Albia.
Kickoff to follow the PAT.
Yes, we'll get to that kickoff here in a second, but... Dan did graduate when he was 9 years old. I was 8 and in the class ahead of him from Robin Johannes Berickman. And here is your extra point. Good. 50-0 Albia. A Senate Funeral Home touchdown. Touchdown Albia. We'll take a quick timeout. Come right back. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football.
Hey, football fans, join your friends at the White Buffalo Lounge after the game and during them, too, with fresh and meaty jumbo chicken wings brushed with your favorite sauce. Ice down buckets of beer and delicious pizza made from scratch. That's the White Buffalo Lounge for hot wings, buckets of beer, hot pizza, and good times.
Hawkeye Farm Management and Real Estate of Albia is your locally owned and operated family real estate professional, serving all of your area real estate needs since 1989. We are proud to support all of the Albia Blue Demon Athletics. Let our experienced staff assist with your sale or purchase of productive ag land, recreation property, or your dream home. Call any of the Hawkeye Farm Management and Real Estate team or stop by our office at 22 North Main in Albia for all of your real estate needs.
It's harvest time in Iowa. Bring it on in, boys. We'll supply the classic hit country, Thunder Country KIIC.
Cover!
Here comes your kickoff on the return, and gets by. Oh, my goodness, it ran by him, and then he meets the Blue Demon sandwich at the 30-yard line. Bryce Ledge.
Oh, they're going to lay a hit from Tony Ledge.
No way.
As the defender, or the offensive guy, was coming after Tony, he just protected himself, and there's going to be a flag on Tony, though. It's always the second guy gets caught in situations like that.
But number 76, he must
had to declare being player eligible as a lineman.
Screenplay, and that play has worked a couple of times tonight, but there are big plays that come out of that that play.
I think that was Brandon Miller maybe on that reception. So Davis County trying to pull some tricks out with the fourth quarter, 9:54. They're trailing 50-0, but trying to get some things going.
Well, this is a really, you know, you think about Davis County over the years, man, you always can count on big kids and lots of athletes.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, they got some big kids.
You know, new style, new system, new coach here for Blakesburg. Excuse me, Blakesburg.
Blakesburg.
Lord, I'm sorry.
Davis County.
Davis County, yeah.
Mark that.
Yeah.
I got a micrometer for you, too.
Thanks. Davis County, though, just trying to get some things going here and, like I said, trying to get some points on the board and get some things that they can build on. It's about working for, you know, progression in this new system.
I have a winner here.
I did not think
I'll get the cat. Aaron and Larry Shepard will be there to pick it up.
I did not
think you'd get a cat. Larry. You've won yourself a cat on your very own Southern Iowa Technology text line. And it wasn't rigged.
Yeah.
This was not rigged. And the phone calls are coming in. No, folks, you got to text me. 641-799-1437. The penalty flag's on the field still. The ball at the 40-yard line. 9:54 to go here, running clock.
Officials are conferring over there. I'm not exactly sure what. It's pretty straightforward.
Well, guys, you know right now, the ball was tipped. Oh, that's what they're saying. The ball was tipped.
That's why 78 was out. He did not declare, but...
Boy, what a dream, though, Jimmy, playing offensive line, to have that moment. Here comes the football. And bam,
oh, he was excited.
It.
He turned around and was like, oh, I got him. I'm getting it.
I would have loved that. I tried getting Coach Casebolt to implement that play when we were playing. Never would he allow that to happen.
He's a pretty good coach.
I could have picked up an easy 1-2 yards falling forward. So
you got 5 yards like this, Stalker. Are you kidding me? Here's the penalty flag coming in and brought down right away.
Ben Mason in there. Again, Josiah Harris getting the start tonight, but Ben has really come along this year, getting the start the first 5 games of the season, and just doing a great job of procedure penalty on Davis County. So that'll be marked back.
Annie Casebolt, I think she sent me a text. She would like to win a cat, I believe. So we may have a real fight here.
We can put bidding.
Yes, we could. It is a beautiful cat. What did we win? Well, you have won a beautiful male cat. Looks like a tiger. And for you, it... it's a beautiful cat. It really is. Wonderful cat. Here's a handoff running over the left side and being brought down after little to no gain.
I don't know. I don't see it.
50-0 Albia. 9:17 to go. Larry's wanting to know, what did he win? Well, Larry, buddy.
Yeah.
I'll also give you the number to Absolute Cleaning.
I really don't.
Again, 50% off, folks. If you're just joining us, 50%. Oh my gosh!
Oh my, don't do this.
50 points.
Call it now! Call it now!
quickly! Second down, 13 for the Mustangs. Albia, the 50-0 lead. The quarterback rolling back. Screen play again. Once again, this ball is incomplete.
Outlaw!
Oh, the dynamic duo, the Velociraptors of Albia football. Blake Lawless and Bryce Leshen had a beat on that, Christian. They were licking their chops.
That ball was in the air way too long for those guys to be running down. That was going to be scary.
Jason, I think we just did find out who was calling you earlier, so you may want to answer next time. I'm told by a reliable source that was actually PETA wanting to know about you giving away animals. And
Christian ate it earlier.
So, you might want to answer the call. PETA would like to talk to you.
Second down play. Here's the pass. Up and taken away. Oh, my. Did you see that? Up and away went Blake Bear. He went up there and grabbed it. An INT. And Dan, is that number 6 or 7 on the season?
Let me get over here and make sure I say that right. For Bear, it's number 6. Leading the state. And this team as a unit has done a phenomenal job. Surprisingly, it's just the first INT tonight.
Jimmy, he looked like he got on a ladder and just kept on running straight up it.
Climb. He got it, big.
Wowzers. Blake with the INT, a River Life Family Worship Center turnover. When you're looking for a turnover in your life, join them at the River every Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. And there's a keeper on the new quarterback. Comes in.
Cade Kroll.
Cade's going to be a good one.
Yes, he is. Just a sophomore in there, playing a lot of wide receiver this year. Also comes in on defense at the corner position, cornerback, but is a quarterback throughout his career here. So he's coming in there and running the plays. Also got on the line, trying to get some of his shout-outs here. Lane Pierce, I see his number out there coming in. Lane Pierce, a nice 5'10", 250-pound sophomore getting in there.
Good athlete, good kid. Bet. Thanks for the press, guys. I have no doubt that any of our boys in blue could be the next Tim Green. Miss Siddons' girls do not need any cats. Well, yes, they do. Don't deprive them. Every little girl needs a cat or three.
Well, in the library, quiet little cat. They don't make noise.
That's right.
The little purring action would get to set the tone for breathing and rhythm.
Well, you can't have that one anyway because Larry Shepard got it. Go Big Blue from Jason Williams. Checking in. The Albia Golf and Leisure Club. We will give the cat to the next person and $25 from Southern Iowa Technology. How about that? To the next person. Southern Iowa Technology will give you the cat that they've won and $25. Hey. Here's the rolling back and pump faking and getting downfield. Cade Crawl will get the carry of about 8 yards. Going to bring a fourth down here. Let's get a scoring update. 6:03 to go here in the ball game. 50-0 Albia. Fourth down coming up back to the Friday Night Lights studio.
As we continue to play Hot Potato Cat here on Friday Night Lights, we want to congratulate Wayne in their homecoming victory, 82-0. We'll talk to our broadcaster, Kevin Comer, later, but also a shout-out to Karna Hampton. She was the homecoming queen at Wayne last night, and that is from her, I believe it's her grandma. Is that right? I'm not sure. It's Mary Ruth, one of our favorite all-time listeners here at Thunder Country, and also from Carl. So anyway, congratulations to Karna Hampton, the homecoming queen at Wayne. They win tonight 82-0. That's a final. One more final here for you quickly. Sigourney Kyoto in a final over Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont 48-6. Back to you guys.
Oh, here's a punt by Bear. He got into that one, T, and then the return is another Blue Demon sandwich as Hermson, Bryce the Punisher, Lushen there to make the stop for the Blue Demons. I think, hey, T.
Well, we got a second, too. We got the 20% off this week for Absolute Cleaning Systems. And I think we had somebody who might want to make sure they know the phone number to call next week to get a hold of Brent, 641-932-4500. So if you're wanting your car detailed, cleaned inside or out, and a basement, housework, commercial business, they'll help you. Just give them a call.
641-799-20%.
Because we hit the 50.
Because we hit 50.
Yeah. Not 50 because we went past 20.
Oh, my goodness. If you go past Albion's past 20, you know, really, T, this offense has been so fast. You know, the running clocks for, I think, three straight weeks in this to begin the second half of football. They're getting things done.
They are getting things done, man. And that just that goes to show you what the defense is doing because we got the defense has to give the offense back to score. So
trying for a couple of back-to-back goose eggs here, this defense. 3:58 to go, running clock. Go, Big Blue. Didn't want the cat anyway. The Bane's listening in La Villa. Here's a handoff and brought down in the backfield.
52.
That's Chase Little. He has played so big tonight.
He's really come along this whole year, just taking advantage. He's got a great physical body for playing that D-tackle position, tall and strong and lean, and just does a great job and just really turned up. And
we got a winner of the cat. I'll take the cat, PC. Well, you get the cat piece. You got to come to my house tomorrow, and I'm sure Larry will bring you the $25 as well. Truman doesn't want a cat. He just wants to hear his name on the radio. Go, Big Blue. Hey, Truman, here's the ball up in the air. Picked up by the Blue Demons. That is a River Life Family Worship turnover. Albie with the football and a running clock at the 12-yard line, and here comes your second-team offense out.
And that's Tyler Dyson, 6'1 junior, playing defensive end in there. Got in on top of that ball. Great job out of him. Also beside him was Taryn Padilla, reserve, coming in there playing D-tackle alongside Chase Little and Josiah Harris up front. So nice job of that front line led by Tyler Dyson to get that fumble recovery on the high snap.
So do I owe $25? Well, yes. Yes, you do. And I've got the cat. You got the $25, and PC's a happy man. Here's a fumble in the backfield brought down at the 13-yard line.
That was on the exchange there, and just didn't get it handed off right. And alertly was is that Luke Sinclair?
It is.
Yeah, Luke Sinclair coming in there. I couldn't quite see that number at first.
Christian, boy, I'll tell you what, this is a big moment for these young guys to get a chance here to punch one in here. And they're wanting to make the most of it.
Joe Barry is now the tailback, checked in, along with Tyler Pyle as a wide receiver.
Here's Barry with it over the right side. Nice initial hold there, but brought down at the gain of about 2-3 yards. Going to bring up third down. A minute 50 to go here, 50-0 Albia, and 50 points is impressive, Jimmy, but I'll tell you what, this defense, to get back-to-back goose eggs on two really good programs, Centerville and Davis County, that's getting it done.
I say it's simply amazing, but, man, these boys are great, Jason. I'm telling you, that's why they're ranked number one.
Zach Armstrong, our pregame interviewee's in their game playing a little offense. He's a defensive guy, so getting some chance carries. Here's Kate Crawl in the rollout.
Pump fake, trying to get to the corner, to the 10, the 5, and be put out of bounds at about the 2-yard line. Good that effort. May be close to a first down, though.
That's good effort, though. He pump fakes to try to slow the defense up, even though there's no receivers. They're a very smart play. And then he got to the end, he dropped his shoulder down to really try to gain that yard. Good job of initiating the contact.
Christian, doesn't he remind you a lot of Brett Lushen? I mean, he's wearing 14, but also he's a tall kid. He's a good athlete. He's just a sophomore.
Yeah, total and quick, and he really did a good job. And the reason why that play works so good is he made a good fake for it. And just like Brett Lushen and Blake Bear, when you give that good fake, put that ball on the hip, no one knows where that ball is, and you have a wide field to run.
You think about the quarterbacks, Lushen, Sarver, Bear, man, it is it has been fun to watch Albia's quarterbacks get it done. Here's a great job of sportsmanship as Albia will just take a knee there on fourth down and one. 30 seconds to go, and Albia is going to get the win. The clock will continue to run, likely to run out here on the Mustangs. The ball at the 4-yard line. Great sportsmanship, Jimmy, by Albia to not go. There was nothing else to gain by that. And
I know. I remember next to Coach, I'm going, punch it in, boys, punch it in.
Oh, I know you would.
I know. I'm sorry, but let's get some of this. No, that's right. Right call.
It's the right call. But where you're coming from is, you know, it's nice to give those reserves a chance to do something.
Exactly.
Make something special. And I get that. But yeah, it's the score and the time and everything. You got to let that go. But it is your natural instinct to, these guys will work hard. You want them to have some moment in the sun.
Well, Coach Todd Ratliff coming over here. Congratulations to the cross country girls for their victory at Clark on Tuesday, led by none other than Jordan. You can't blink, Winky, because she's gone. With other
seventh individual title this year.
Title of the season, her seventh of the season. Yeah. Strong runs by Aaron Heaton, Hannah Isley, Jenna McCarty, Liz Dittar, and Jordan DeBruin.
DeBus.
DeBus. That's what I said.
Jaden DeBus.
Jaden or Jordan.
And really, here of late, Aaron Heaton and Hannah Isley have really come on strong. They're finishing stronger, quicker times. And Jordan Winky, man, gosh, folks, if you ever get a chance to watch her run, she is special.
You gotta have fast eyes.
Yeah.
Because she's running fast.
Yeah.
Albia ran fast. Albia gets the win here, a running clock at the halftime break. And you know, Christian, let's get to this. Let's go down to the wireless mics and let's listen to this football sing to Blue Demon Nation. Let Dillett Screen Tech help you with all your screen printing and embroidery needs. Screen Tech offers screen printing apparel, custom banner signs, and vinyl wraps and decals. You can wrap your vehicle with the design of your choice, just like he wraps all the KIC vehicles. Call Dale today, 641-774-8093.
Fight for the red and the blue. Football, basketball, and the win or defeat, we'll love you the same. On Albia's spirits are high. When we see your colors go by, years to come we'll stand and cry. Here's to you, old Albia.
That is the victorious Albia Blue Demons as they get the win 15-0 tonight. And we're going to take a quick timeout, come back, relive some of the moments that was tonight's football game, and then get you off to the Summers Insurance Locker Room Show. The coaches, the scores, and only one place, and that is your sports leader, KIC, right to the midnight hour. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football. Stay right here.
Give your clothes the care they deserve with the new Whirlpool Cabrio high-efficiency top-load washer and dryer. With 4.8 cubic feet of capacity, this washer offers enough space to wash more than 3 baskets of laundry in just one load. Precision Dispense Plus, along with 11 adaptive wash cycles, automatically sense and adjust to the size of your load, while only using the correct amount of water, providing you with the perfect combination of powerful cleaning and gentle fabric care. Paired with the Whirlpool Cabrio 7.6 cubic foot high-efficiency dryer, drying loads from your Cabrio washer is made easy. Advanced moisture sensing technology automatically ends the drying cycle to prevent overdrying, while the enhanced touch-up steam cycle uses steam to relax wrinkles and refresh clothes in as little as 20 minutes. When paired together, you can save over $3,300 in lifetime energy costs. So stop in today at Mick Furniture and Appliance on the west side of the square in Albia to see the full line of Whirlpool brand appliances. They're family-owned and operated since 1960.
We want to remind our community, Dr. Adler and his staff are here to serve all your eye care needs. Whether it's routine eye exams, glasses and contact lenses, medical needs such as glaucoma, diabetic, and macular degeneration care, or emergency care like foreign body removal, we're here to serve our community needs. Give Melanie or Neva a call today at 641-932-7614.
Our Thunderbolt app is brought to you by the White Buffalo. Don't forget, the White Buffalo has $5 off 7 bottle bucket of beers. And if you buy 20 wings, you'll get 5 free. Head on out to the White Buffalo and enjoy some fun and a festive atmosphere after the game. Our Thunderbolt app is brought to you by the White Buffalo.
Hey, football fans, join your friends at the White Buffalo Lounge after the game and during them, too, with fresh and meaty jumbo chicken wings brushed with your favorite sauce. Ice down buckets of beer and delicious pizza made from scratch. That's the White Buffalo Lounge for hot wings, buckets of beer, hot pizza, and good times.
Make a statement at Penn. The William Penn Experience provides an active learning environment that encourages students to develop and strengthen the mind, body, and spirit. With over 25 student organizations, including Greek Life, Business Club, Theater and Music Programs, Student Government, and Intramural Sports, there is always something to do. Our diverse student population consists of students from 40 states and over 13 countries around the world. Getting involved in student life is a great way to be a statesman. Visit www.wmpenn.edu/studentlife for more information.
Hi, I'm Lana Sohn, Executive Director of the Homestead of Albia. At the Homestead of Albia, we offer a variety of amenities to assist in the care of you or your loved one. With around-the-clock caring staff, you have the assurance that assistance will be there when needed most. I invite you to explore all of the benefits associated with assisted living. To schedule an appointment, please call me at 641-932-2102 or visit our website at www.homesteadofalbia.com for more information.
Wrap up all your payroll, bookkeeping, or tax filing with Boyle & Henderson PC, now accepting new clients in their Albia and Oskaloosa locations. Call Selena Henderson or Annie Tharp at 932-7567 to schedule an appointment.
Faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall, well, no, he's not able to leap much of anything, really. Here's Jason Summers.
Was a Blue Demon roll tonight, Albia 50, Davis County nothing, and the Blue Demons got it going right out of the gate, Dan. And you know, when you're playing a rivalry like Davis County, and we say rivalry because this is an old combination, Albia and Davis County, you got to get things rolling quickly. And you think, well, Albia might come in a little flat, and Davis County wanted to come in play the David role, and tonight, Albia started off fast and didn't let go, and that's been the sign of this football team all season long.
Well, it has, you know, and we talked about it earlier, you know, the number one ranked offense in terms of points per night and the number two defense giving up. And so it's very stout on both sides, which is a very potent combination. And doing it basically with a two-platoon system, that's how it helps us in terms of keeping the guys fresh all game long. Got lots of substitutes that can come in, as we saw tonight, and just be just as effective as the starters. And for Davis County, you know, they got brand-new coach this year in Shane Blake. He's introduced a new style of offense. He's trying to incorporate his philosophy in there, recognizing what he's got in his team this year and trying to adapt, knowing that this is a great opportunity to see where they want to get to. And so, you know, they're going to take this as a lesson in a positive way that, hey, this is what we can strive to achieve by working. Albia did not do this overnight. It took a long, concerted effort led by Coach Staten and then a lot of people helping out through those programs and helping out his coaching staff. So it's just a great tribute to what Coach Staten has developed and what the boys and the adults and everybody in this program have done to support it.
Well, let's run back to the Friday Night Live studio for a quick breaking score update.
Yeah, Jason, I don't know if the Chargers are going to try to do it again this week, but they are coming back here in the fourth quarter. They scored three touchdowns last week in the fourth quarter. They've now come to within one score. Norwalk 27, Sheraton 21 in the fourth. Back to you.
Wow, Norwalk's so good, Dan. When you looked at Sheraton's schedule, you knew last week it would be an important win for them because they're going into Murderer's Row.
Well, it's top 10. On any poll you look at, whatever you're looking at, you know, they're 7th or 8th on the most polls, Norwalk is, and they had to go there to play. And so, I mean, that's just tough. They had a heartbreaking loss at homecoming last week against Oskaloosa. So that great job out of them to keep battling and being resilient. You've got some great athletes there, and Coach Smizer certainly gets his troops marching the right way. So we'll be interested to see if Derek Lang and Adam Kaskin can call a victory for the Chargers over there.
Well, we'll keep our fingers crossed, and of course we'll keep you right here with all those updates, including another breaking news update. Jay Mill back at the Friday Night Lights Big Board.
Well, we just want to mention that TJ Hawkinson is one touchdown away from a statewide record, 46. He's now scored 45, trying to get Chargers to win this ball game. So the record, statewide record, is held by a gentleman out of Pleasantville. So Hawkinson has 45. He's one away from tying it. Back to you.
Well, Christian brings the wireless mics up. All those new wireless mics.
How durable are they?
Drops it for the second time. Nice job, buddy. But he's off to see his girlfriend.
They're
he's
only
out
more
of here.
Expensive. Don't worry.
He's gone. He's taking off like he took that pizza off, but he's out of here. And that was that. You know, he's been the quiet type on the sidelines, and he comes up here tonight, and I think he can smell it. He must have been really hungry today, and that pizza was gone in a hurry. Turn around. I thought it was a rat gnawing on the headset, but no, that was him.
You don't want to get too close to him. That's where you worry about me, but try to get something out of that.
And I know everybody wants to hear about the game tonight, but Crab Ragoon Pizza and Albie Brewing Company.
For those of you listening at the Brewing Company, we appreciate you hanging in with us tonight. And I know you've had some great food. Check in every night, you know, see what their specials are. This is a special one they've whipped up. They always come up with interesting ideas. Really want you to know that the carryout's free. You know, Brian was telling us that it's free carryout.
Offer free carryout.
So, you know, there's no extra charge for carryout. If you want to come and take it home, that's just fine.
Casino night tomorrow night at the Albia Eagles Club, going to the Wildwood Hills Ranch, great cause there. Fun starts at 5 o'clock tomorrow night at the Albia Eagles Club. It's a charity casino night. I don't know what Jell-O and pudding shots are, but 50-50 drawing each hour, prize basket drawing, silent auction items, drink specials all night long. Live auction to be followed by DJ and karaoke, so just, lots and lots of fun.
Just mainly know that Jell-O and pudding is good. Put a shot with it's even better. Must be 21 to participate.
And my wife's texting me, Crab Ragoon Pizza. Oh, man, I'm on a diet. It's killing me. All right, buddy, this was not very suspenseful tonight. We thought maybe Albia would have the significant advantage and not slight Davis County. They're, you know, a good football program and typical years. You know, this is a very competitive football game, but the Blue Demons came out of the gate 50-0. How about Blake Berry? You know, he did a great job all night carrying out his fakes. And then when he was given the opportunity to run the football on the bootleg, he was masterful, and he had some of the most pretty runs of the entire year tonight.
Yes, he did. He's very good at it. He's learned from a good one, Brett Leshen, helping the coaching staff, and who's taught well as well. And just when you do that right, it is very deceptive. And then he's got quick feet and his slick moves, and it's fun watching, again, all these guys. There's just so many options that coach has.
We're waiting for the stats to come up here, but I think there's going to be one stat that's going to stand out, and a stat that, honestly, it took 50-plus years to be broken, a record regarding the stat.
Yeah.
And you thought that maybe that would not be broken again because it was done with such great style. And you thought, well, how could you find a back with the same kind of speed and burst and all those other accolades that you give to Kyle? But you find that Carter Risley may have just broke the rushing record.
Yeah, and what Kyle, going back there, you know, he did that over a course of 2.5 seasons. He had almost 500 yards his sophomore year, and then he puts up over 1,000 yards, 1,000 and some change, and 1,500, I think, his senior. Thinking, you know, that's a solid career. You know, you're not going to get that many guys who are going to run the ball that early, especially if the program develops, and, you know, so it just can't be done. And then, lo and behold, here comes Carter, his junior, 2,300 yards, and change, you know, and then had 800 coming in tonight, and so just short 155, I believe it was, to come in. And so we know he's passed that, did that on about the second carry in the second half here, because he had 133 to start at halftime. And that's amazing. And he still has half a season to go.
And, you know, you think about this, and if you're looking at the stats, and the only people that got to see Carter Risley tonight are the people that were here or going to watch Huddle. But the people who write in the newspapers and those that will give those postseason honors, they're missing the fact that Carter Risley hasn't had the carries in the second half at all. You know, we've had a running clock in every football game this year. Every football game. And Albie has so many weapons beyond just Carter Risley. Dan, he could have easily had 250-plus yards rushing if we ran to him all night long. And that's a lot on Carter. But I'm going to tell you right now, this is going to have to be considered one of the best offensive lines in school history that we're watching on Friday night.
Well, a lot of them have played and or started for 3 years now, you know, in their third season with deep playoff runs. So they've gotten lots of experience, lots of reps, and it's showing on the field. We've got, you know, you got Jacob West, who's coming in a reserve spot tonight, plays a lot of the game, who played a lot of reps last year, but just because there's just no room there that he's having to come in reserve role, but he's very capable, and he's ready. He's so well coached, so well practiced, he's ready to play any position on that
line. You know, he's very versatile for us, and so that really sets him up. And then the other part in terms of maybe not as many yards is the defense is keeping the other team so deep in their own area, and then when they kick, they're not wanting to kick deep. They've seen Hunter Weldon, Blake Bear. You know, Blake, they had 11 or two touchdowns run last year, you know, back on punt returns, and they don't want to see that happen to them, so they're kicking at sidelines, rolling out bounds. We start at the 50. You know, there's not much yards to get, let alone when you spread it around.
Well, you know, you think about dominating performance again tonight. You looked at the Mount Air football game, and Mount Air's got a really good football program, folks. Really good football team, and they were very physical. You thought, well, that's a really physical contest. I'll tell you tonight, this Davis County offensive line and defensive line are as physical as you're going to get, but kudos to our guys up front, oftentimes giving up, you know, 20, 30, 40, 50 plus pounds, but did a great job with leverage and quickness and execution. But this was a physical football game, going to have to be one at the line of scrimmage and flying colors.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just fun, and that's what they're working on. And this was great because of that front point of attack, both offense and defensively, where their lines could really work on their game and see if they can develop and get better. And so it's a case where, you know, next week we're going to have a tough test going up to Baxter to play CMB, Collins Maxwell Baxter, but it's at Baxter High School next week. Long road trip, all the drudgeries that come with it, you know, riding on a bus all the way up there, playing a very quality opponent. Took one on the chin last week. We were short a few players, so they didn't have their normal rotation in there. Took one on the chin to a very good PCM team, which is our opponent the following week. So we got a nice little run coming here where we're going to see what our medal is about. Hopefully for the Blue Demon side, they win out. That gets us home field advantage throughout the playoffs for as deep as we go, which is huge.
It would be huge.
We made it on the road last year, but you know, it's just nice to be at home with the fans, the scene, the ambiance
the
of the whole thing.
Away and they take,
but we still have things. We still have fun.
Listen to the high school cheering section. I mean, geez, Christmas all game long. Yeah. It started at about 5:30, Dan, when we started to arrive here, and the high school kids are down there making noise the entire time. Yeah. It really is a great atmosphere, and it does give us a huge advantage to be here at Ironman Field. 50-0, your final score here, Albia, with the win. We'll get your stats, but first, we want to get you updated with some scores back at the Friday Night Light studio.
All right, guys, we'll come back to you for some highlights, possibly hear from Coach Staten. And correct me if I'm wrong, but is tomorrow morning the pancake breakfast?
No, you are wrong.
All right, then.
You know, the reason you're wrong is because, Coach Staten, you were listening very attentively with Coach Staten's interview, but I was down below talking to the moms, and one of them said, well, make sure you remind people of the pancake day next week. The 17th, and I said, well, isn't it tomorrow? So I think Coach Staten had it incorrectly. It is Pancake Day in Tumwa, but I think it won't be till the 17th here.
All right, very good. I just wanted to make sure. So we'll have the coaches show tomorrow morning nonetheless. Albia wins tonight 50-0 over Davis County, and Davis County next week hosts North Polk. Albia, of course, is at CMB next week. It's Norwalk now extending their lead on the Chargers, 34-21, still in the fourth quarter, and we're still keeping an eye on that one. Several finals, though, for you on the Tharp Funeral Home. Friday Night Lights Big Board has Wayne with a final 82-0 over Melcher Dallas. Sigourney Keota wins tonight over Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont, 48-6. It's North Mahaska getting a win, 41-20, in a final over GMG. Some other scores of interest in finals. Twin Cedars gets a win tonight. Aaron Ospaugh's club, 34-28 over Lamoni. Again, final. And Pella Christian, it's 45-12. The final, Pella Christian over Highland. Pella wins in their final over Carlisle, 42-6. And they continue their streak, now 6-0 on the season. Seymour, 56-0 over Harmony. And it was Knoxville in a final over Sadell, 28-3. Colfax Mingo wins over Montezuma. The Bears struggling of late. Colfax Mingo 14, Montezuma 9. Also, it is Iowa City Regina in a final over Columbus Community, 55-28. Pleasantville in a final over Earlham, 40-0. BGM 44, Linville Sully, nothing in a final. And again, Albia's opponent next week, CMB, leading Clark, but late in this one, they're blanking Clark, 26-0. Could it be Albia's biggest test next week at CMB? As they lead Clark 26-0. Another final here for you. PCM of Monroe. Non-district game against West Marshall as they win in a final 38-0. All right, some other games that are not final, or we don't have them final yet, but we'll give them here to you. North Polk leads Centerville 20-0, and it's Pekin on top of Cardinal 40-0. Moravia, I'm not sure if we think this is final or not yet, but Moravia late in the game here, 66-26 over Mormon Trail. Moravia looks to win that one and continue also 6-0 on the season. Fort Dodge has won, and that has just gone final. They've beaten Indianola at homecoming 35-3, and Danville is losing to Van Buren. This has been a close one tonight, 22-18. Again, Van Buren on top of Danville in the fourth, 22-18. As I scan the Tharp Funeral Home Friday Night Lights big board, I think we got them all. Nope, I think we missed a couple. Grinnell, 28. Oskaloosa, 7, late in that one. And Ottumwa also struggling against Cedar Rapids. Washington, 46-7. This one in Ottumwa for homecoming. Cedar Rapids, Washington tearing it up on the Bulldogs, 46-7. And we will continue on. We'll have more highlights and coaches' interviews and more commentary coming up as we look ahead to week number 7 already, believe it or not, during the Summer's Insurance Locker Room Show. We'll do that live here coming up. And then don't forget, we'll go tape delayed to Des Moines, 1 hour delayed for our recap statewide scores with the Iowa Sports Spotlight, Trent Condon and crew, as that will come up at the 11 o'clock to 12 o'clock hour for you right here on Thunder Country KIIC. All right. Also, another game next week that's going to be a critical one. And thank you, Scotty, for putting this one up. It's Pleasantville versus Mount Air. It's the battle of the unbeatens in Class A District 8. That'll be a good one. Good job, Scotty, pointing that out. Pleasantville and Mount Air battle the unbeatens in Class A next week. That's a complete rundown of the score on your Grinnell Mutual Insurance scoreboard. The Summer's Insurance Locker Room show comes your way next. We'll go into the locker room after we finish the wrap-up show brought to you by Boyle and Henderson. We'll be back with the crew right after this.
Hawkeye Farm Management and Real Estate of Albia is your locally owned and operated family real estate professional, serving all of your area real estate needs since 1989. We are proud to support all of the Albia Blue Demon Athletics. Let our experienced staff assist with your sale or purchase of productive ag land, recreation property, or your dream home. Call any of the Hawkeye Farm Management and Real Estate team or stop by our office at 22 North Main in Albia for all of your real estate needs.
When you're ready to move heaven or earth, call Lathrop Construction in Albia. They'll move the earth for you. Whether you need ponds, terraces, waterways, a new septic, or a basement, whatever you need, they can do it. No job is too big or too small for Lathrop Construction. Give Dean, Michael, or Natalie a call at 777-3774. That's 777-3774, and let them move the earth for you. Lathrop Construction, moving the earth for you, and proud sponsors of Albia Athletics. Jason Summers, as a little boy.
Have you ever had a dream that you had you want him to do you so much you could do anything?
Jason Summers, as a bigger boy.
This would be my most improved player, the kid that really stands out as having a big year, a really come out year.
The more things change, the more they stay the same.
Tongue-tied, come try to broadcast Albia football and describe Carter Isley, Blake Bear, and Hunter Goldenfoot Welding, and the way this defense gets after it, Dan. This stuttering boy is hard enough for me to get the words out, but really difficult sometimes to describe the way this team plays. It's been a fun ride, and we're only halfway through here.
Yeah, there's nobody likes to give you more grief over some of the language issues than me, but it is amazing when you're out here and you're trying to describe what we're seeing. Jimmy talks about live in 3D. That doesn't come close to describing it. It's very much a thrill ride as anywhere you'll go. And it makes it fun for us. You know, we enjoy what we're doing, and we're having a great time doing it.
Well, these stats guys have been busy all season long, and they're working extra hours here to get us the stats up here higher above Ironman Field at the 50-0 win by the Blue Demons. Let's take a look at some of those stats, and the stat that we've been talking about that was a number tonight that we were all going to keep an eye on, and that is Carter Isley.
Yeah, he comes in with finishes the night, I should say, with 234
wow.
yards. So definitely,
and how many carries?
Yeah, on 30 carries. So he got a lot of carries tonight, which is good. So
8 yards a carry.
Yeah, right at that, and he's right at that's his 7.7 yard average, which he has on the year. So not only is he, you know, getting yards in 2A football, but he's doing it very efficiently in the line, as you mentioned, it was just huge holes for him. Comes in leading again the state and touchdown scored, and on the night he ends up with 3 to add to his total. So that should keep him, I would think, pretty close to that lead. Touchdowns so far. This year 16, so that'll be 19, almost 20 touchdowns on the season. So he's very effective in getting that red zone. It's just a fun way to get in there and punch that thing in.
I know I'm not exaggerating when I'll bet that he's outscored more than 50% of all the other teams on the season.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about in all of 2A football.
Right.
He probably has put up as many points as 50% of the teams in 2A football.
Oh, I would think so. You know, it's just, again, and it starts up front. I'm going to keep harping on that. You know, that offensive line is giving him great looks. But, boy, once he gets going, and like I say, he gets that 4 or 5 yard run. He's up to full speed, 250 pounds, coming at the corners and safeties with linebackers trying to catch him, and he's faster than most of the kids out there. And he's elusive, too. He's shown very nimble feet and footwork and able to get those touchdowns. And so, you know, it's just fun to see him play. And, again, I want to remind folks, you know, we're a brand-new sponsor of the program tonight here for our post-game wrap-up show is Boyle and Henderson. They're bringing us this wrap-up. They can wrap up your payroll, bookkeeping, or tax filing with Boyle and Henderson, now accepting new clients in Albia or Oskaloosa locations. Call 932-7567 here in Albia to schedule an appointment today.
Well, they do all of our bookkeeping, and they do a great job in our payroll, and they make it easy. It's very easy, and I like easy, and so make sure you give Selena and their staff a call, 932-7567, and they'll help wrap up all the things that most of us don't want to have to deal with, and that's all the numbers and details, and that is what they do best. Dan, another number that stands out to me is that old zero up on the scoreboard, and this defense was punishing. They have been punishing all year through. You know, after teams get done with Albia the next week, I'm certain that they physically have paid the price. And, you know, I'm not saying that with joy, hoping some kids get hurt, but allocations, give them a call, 932-7567. Let them take out the headaches and the misery and the worry out of your payroll and bookkeeping and tax filing. Boyle and Henderson PC. Let's take a timeout. Come back. You're listening to Friday Night Lights. Off to the locker room we go. The Summers Insurance Locker Room Show up next.
Now that school is back in session, you may have questions about student loans or looking for ways to earn some extra cash. Don't worry, we've got you covered at Community First Credit Union. Stop in today and become a Your Voice member. This is just for the 13 to 25 crowd, and best of all, it's free. Checking with advantages, free online and mobile banking, a $10 iTunes gift card, and so much more. For more information, check out our website at seefirstyourvoice.com. Get smart with your money and have a say in your financial future. Federally insured by the NCUA.
We'd like to thank those of you who are involved in agriculture. Ag people feed the world. But our farmers and ranchers don't always get appreciated for their dedication. It takes a lot of hard work to make crops grow, and it takes a lot of guts to put it all on the line and face conditions that are not always cooperative. We support agriculture by investing in it with loans for operations, equipment, and livestock. First Iowa State Bank, member FDIC, Albia and Eddyville. Then, now, and always.
You're invited to casino night at the Albia Eagles this Saturday, October 3rd. They are doing a charity casino night for Wildwood Hills Ranch. They'll have blackjack tables, Texas Hold'em, dice games, the big wheel, and a few surprises. And then use your winnings to bid on fabulous prizes in their live auction that'll be held at 9:30 p.m. Dinner begins at 5. The tables open at 5:30.
The
before we get the South team, and I know that's a long, long ways away, so we'll stay right here. But you know, I imagine as Grandpa, I know how much you love your kids and your family. It's got to be difficult at times knowing that on a Friday night, you got a grandson playing someplace, and you could be there watching.
Well, first I want to say to my grandson's dad that I got a whole bushel basket full of stuff on him, and he didn't want to be pulling grandma card on me. That isn't going to work. But one of the great things about modern football is that there's a thing called huddle, and you can get on and where you can't be at the game, you can watch the whole game, and it's been fun watching him progress over these years while he's been at Story City. And he's a competitor, and he'll get nothing but better. And while I can't be there in the stadium, I can sit in my living room and watch and back up and review the plays, and that's been fun too. And of course, his dad played football for me. We were in the state championship game together, and that was quite a thrill. So football in our family runs pretty deep, but it's a tradition that goes on and on throughout all of our relatives.
Well, you're listening to this late edition of Family Feud, brought to you by hey Jeff, buddy. We'll let you go, but give us a rundown of how things went for your son tonight. Obviously, a difficult night against a really good opponent, but tell us a little bit about his season so far. I know Rolling Story's got a really good football team this year.
Yep, son Brett, he's a junior, and he's having a real fine season. It was a rough night tonight, but the Norse are a pretty resilient bunch, and I think they'll be back next week to take on East Marshall, and I know they'll be ready.
Well, Jeff, you have a great night. Great hearing from you, and anytime you want to come online and spill your guts about Coach, you can do it anytime you want to, buddy.
Well, I've got lots of stories. Some of them are borderline childhood.
Bushel basket.
So. thanks for having me, guys.
Hey, very good for you. Thanks, buddy, and thanks so much for joining us here on the Summers Insurance Locker Room Show. Coach, back to the other coach, Dayton. It's tough bouncing from coach to coach, but Coach... I know you're a proud grandpa, and Jeff's such an outstanding guy, and he's helped you in the coaching program here at Albie as well. And I know on Friday nights he's got his ears squarely on the radio, hoping that I don't mess it up, and he's always cheering for you through the airwaves.
Well, Jason, I want to know, first of all, do I have the mic last?
You're a smart coach. Of course you do.
Out of way. I appreciate that. He needs to know that you never strike the king unless you can kill him. You don't just wound the king. So it's been fun over the years watching my son grow up and in a sort of athletic family in the football world. And I got to watch him and coach him in high school and watch him play at Central College, starting for 3 years. And then I'm getting to watch his sons come up now through the ranks. And it's a gift from God that we can enjoy family that way. And I feel very blessed to have the children that I have. And I feel very blessed to have the other sons that I have who are EMOP brothers. They're like my sons as well. And that's the better part of football. If all we teach these boys is how to block and tackle, we fail them. But if we can help them become better men and look back and have great memories together, then we've done our job.
50-0 the final score tonight, Coach, and I'll get to some of the comments about tonight's football game. But really, to me, the excitement started in that football helmet in the north end zone. We brought the mic inside the helmet, and the first time